down the right side of the field. It's one to catch inside the five, out of bounds at the three. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman. It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com. Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Gold rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Gold finds Hudson in the end zone for six more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's the Yozy rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5 yards.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Laramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to a 46 or 7. He's got the first down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
Third and four for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Laramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Laramie is in business. And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Famer along with Chuck McBee. We're here at Anna's Booster Field on a warm, muggy night to bring you Midwest Athletic Conference football on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. It's year number 10 for high school football here on Scores Broadcast. And January will mark calendar year number 11 for high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. And alongside for the sixth year now, Chuck McBee. Chuck, glad to have you aboard. Weatherman 2 days ago said about a 70% chance of rain tonight. And in the last 24 hours, the rain chance has gone down to near zero. Does that mean it's going to rain though?
that's what it did the first week. It was warmy, but now it's a beautiful night. A little muggy. They'll probably take a few extra water breaks, keep the kids hydrated. But yeah, this is my sixth season doing this. I just love the high school sports, and there's nothing better than coming out to Shelby County, Dark County, doing the MAC, doing this is just a good time.
The Shelby County League in basketball?
Yeah, that's the best.
And we've got no rooting interest in anybody except when we get to tournament time, and then we pull for the Shelby County and MAC schools.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, if they're playing somebody out on the road someplace, we do tend to probably sound like we're rooting for the local teams, but you know, you get to know these kids, and you really get to know the coaches and a lot of the parents out there, so you do get a rooting interest to have these kids do a good job.
But I hope more often than not, when fans do tune in, they don't detect any homerism. We try to give you an objective presentation, as I said, except when it comes to state tournament time in basketball,
right?
Playoff time in football in November. Big game on tap for you tonight. Anna 2-0, Versailles 1-1. It's the MAC opener for both schools, so it's a big game in that regard. Chuck, it's doubly important. Versailles has lost one already.
Right.
Tigers are 1-1, Rockets 2-0. Critical for Versailles to rebound after last week's 35-0 setback to Valley View. Anna would like to start to get somewhat of a stranglehold on a playoff berth, if possible. Schedule is not easy. They're in the MAC. You're going to lose to Coldwater and Marion Local, or at least you're going to be big-time underdogs.
Yeah.
But a win by Anna tonight, another one over New Bremen on the road next week. Then it's Delphi St. John's on a Saturday night.
The Rockets are very capable under second-year head coach Nick Marino of pulling off five straight if they can get by the Tigers this evening.
Well, I mean, this is they should be the favorite in this one, but at the same time, this is a rivalry-type thing. When you get in the MAC, you just never know what's going to happen. It's such a good league, and I think they prove it by the winning two and three state championships every year in the different divisions.
1-1 record for Versailles. Fifth-year head coach Adam Miller. Nick Marino, you're number two for the Anna Rockets. Both teams are a run-first-oriented club. Pass second, although head coach Nick Marino at Anna has made some changes. Offense may throw the ball a little more unpredictably this year than a year ago and in years past. Al Hetrick finished his long regime, a great one at Versailles in 2005. High school football has been modified a lot since then, that's for sure. Even since head coach Brian Rioch days a couple years ago at Anna, has football been modified a little bit too?
Well, it kind of comes in cycles. You're seeing a lot of teams running out of the single wing again now, and especially when you watch Fort Laramie, you don't even know who's going to get the snap. And to me, that it's impressive, it's innovative, and it's fun to watch. I love to watch team. Minster spread the field last week against Layman and did whatever they wanted to do.
Now, you mentioned the single wing. That's what we will see from head coach Adam Miller's Versailles Tigers tonight, having changed up the offensive style from the power eye a year ago. A power spread look offensively from the Anna Rockets, which feature outstanding junior and freshman classes. This year's team, Chuck, plays three seniors a lot, and that's it. Just three 12th graders on the field quite a bit for Anna. So it's a very young team, which graduated only seven or eight seniors a year ago. But the program is building quite nicely under head coach Nick Marino, who suffered some growing pains last season, but a fine 2-0 start this year, getting revenge against Upper Arlington in week one and having lost three straight years to Brookville, knocked off the Blue Devils last week, 35-14.
Well, we went down last year to Brookville, but we went down twice to Brookville last year, as a matter of fact, because of the Lightning. And Brookville was a better football team than they were. But, yeah, I can't wait to see the progress that they've made. And I'm going to harken back to what you talked about just a minute ago, how things have changed since Al Hetrick left. I promise you that Al Hetrick could win in this day and age still.
Oh, he was a marvelous coach. He was so good at disguising things. He threw the football to the tight end maybe three or four times a game, and inevitably, Chuck, the tight end was wide open every time he threw the ball to him because his run offense was so diverse, so good.
Right.
He could pass the ball about whenever he wanted and make it click.
I remember I was at Piqua, and Piqua had really good Division I football teams, and those were some of the best high school football games that I ever watched with them and Versailles going at it. And talking about tight ends tonight for the Tigers, they got A.J. Arns. He's a 6'2", 210-pound junior, plays a tight end. I would think that we're going to see him get the ball a little bit more tonight.
Injuries could be a factor. We understand that Versailles is nicked up a little bit and is in better condition health-wise for this game. We don't know about Subler, the running back for Versailles. Understand he may have gotten hurt in the last several days. 5'8", 165-pound senior, runs the ball really well. We'll have to see if we call his number very much early on. He wears 8. You can count on Garrett Thompson to rush the football. 5'10", 155, a junior. Anna Rockets feature back. He's off to an outstanding start. 350 yards rushing the football in 2 weeks. Aiden Ensley, just a junior, and he's a blockbuster ball carrier for the green and white.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. We saw an outstanding back last week in Bryce Smeezing at Minster. I'm anxious to compare the two tonight.
Yeah. Chuck, you mentioned a moment ago about those Versailles Tigers football games in yesteryear, and I can remember listening many, many times to your brother, Jim McBee, on the radio with Joe Neves on WPTW, and you talk about
two announcers who knew what the other guy was going to say before he said it. Wow, Joe and Jim were fantastic to listen to. You know, I live about 35 miles south of here, and I would find a way when Versailles played to pull out of the driveway in such a manner that I could just barely pick up WPTW. And when I heard Joe and Jim's voices, the game came to life.
You knew you had it. Yeah, that was. I got the pleasure of working with Joe a lot of times, and Jim kind of took my spot when I got more into the coaching. But no, those were fun days. I enjoyed them.
I'd like to let you know that we're on the web here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com for an array of outstanding underwriting sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Always a real joy to talk about Barker Insurance. When you drop in, say hello to the Barkers. Let them know that you heard about Anna football and Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude as well to Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, Troy Body Car Star, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Those are our anchor underwriting sponsors as the one-hour CSX special comes through. Every 60 minutes, count on a train here at Booster Field.
Oh, and I just love the way they lay on the horn.
Oh, my goodness. My son and my wife are coming to this game tonight, and Tim was a train. He was a choo-choo fanatic at age three. He doesn't miss an Anna football game every fall.
Yeah.
He watches more of the railroad tracks than he does the gridiron.
Well, last year that was probably better, but I think this year you want to watch the players.
We're going to hear from our two head coaches in just a few minutes. Fifth-year head coach Adam Miller of Versailles. Second-year head coach Nick Marino of Anna. First, though, we'll take a break and hear from our pregame underwriting sponsor, the In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Oh, don't miss out on great savings on furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right. Great savings always at Goffney. Go to the website for a coupon and additional savings. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more dollars off. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Nick Marino, second-year head coach for the Anna Rockets, and he is so pleased to be the mentor of the Anna football program. Suffered some growing pains a year ago. He said his team personnel are getting used now to his way of doing things.
The kids are a lot more comfortable in the system now. We've made some changes throughout the offseason, some of the structure of things we're doing with practices and so forth, and we've seen the kids really, really buy into that, and they're starting to get a lot better because of that.
Your junior and freshman classes, deep and strong. You do have three seniors who play a lot on this year's club, and they are counted on.
Yeah, we got three seniors that are going both ways. When you look at Colin Webker's a game changer for us on both sides of the ball. Great at free safety, does a good job of fitting into the run a lot, and he's got great ball skills. You got Trey Cates playing both ways as our H-back and playing defensive end as well. And Reed Leininger's coming in his first year with us this year, and he's playing both ways pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both doing, all three doing a great job.
Travis Meyer back at quarterback, just a junior, and this young man scored two touchdowns last week in your win against Arlington.
Yeah, he's really did a nice job of, especially from week one to week two. I've seen good growth out of him. We're hoping to see that again this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to grasp the offense pretty well, and is doing a good job in both the pass game and now even mixing a little bit in the run game.
And Nick, how would you describe your team's offense in 25 words or less? Schematically, what is it?
We're a power spread. Mm-hmm. So we're on a spread offense. We want to run the football. So that's kind of what we hang our hat on, is running the ball a little bit. And then mixing in, keeping people off balance with the pass.
Mm-hmm. Interesting formations on defense, and you play a lot of people on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, we play a 3-3 stack, so we try to blitz pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if we do that or not tonight. But, we rotate a lot of guys, especially at the defensive line position, and so you'll see a lot of different guys rotating into the ball game tonight.
Mm-hmm. Who have you been most happy with so far in 2 weeks, and what improvement do you need to make for this game against Versailles this evening?
I thought last week we were pretty pleased with our offensive line. They did a very good job last week in helping us to run the ball for almost over 300 yards again. So that was a big deal for us. Our running backs coming in, Aiden Inslee has done a good job. Had some younger kids rotating in there as well, doing a good job. Also, we're seeing on defense, we felt pretty good about the depth at defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Rotating in six or seven guys, and they're all not getting huge stats, but they're all making a lot of plays as a group. So that unit's been pretty impressive so far.
And Nick Marino, second-year head coach at Anna, our guest before the start of tonight's game between Anna and Versailles. I'm sure Anna is thinking, oh, this is a game we can win at home against the Versailles Tigers. It's your first time coaching against Versailles.
Yes.
It's your first time coaching against Versailles while at Anna. I'm sure the Versailles Tigers are thinking, we're 1-1, and this is a MAC opponent we can beat, too.
Yeah, it's a big football game for us both ways. We're going to have to go out, and we're going to have to fight really hard tonight to win this ball game. So it's going to be a four-quarter football game we're going to have to get after from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Much like Anna, Versailles is run first and then pass second.
Yes, they definitely are, and they're kind of a traditional wing tee offense, so they're back to they switched their offense a little bit from what they were doing a year ago.
What's the injury situation like after 2 weeks, and how has your club handled the heat?
The heat really hasn't been that big a deal. We've got a lot of little helpers or managers get plenty of water to our guys, so we've been fine, I thought, with the heat. It hasn't been really a bother. But injury-wise, we're pretty good right now, so knock on wood, we won't say anything else about that.
Biggest key to having success against Versailles for your team?
Biggest key, defensively, we got to stop the run. And offensively, being able to run the football is going to be big for us.
Oh, stop the run. That's the motto of both head coaches. Ground game's important tonight for each team. If you can limit a club to a first down, force a punt deep from one end of the field, you gain field position advantage, and then you can afford to run the ball more if you get it at the 40 or 50 yard line.
Well, running the ball does a couple of things. I mean, you have the ball, they're not going to score.
Right.
And secondly, running the ball at people really wears them down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and both teams like to do that. So we'll see which offensive line and which defensive line has the advantage.
And we'll see how the heat plays out tonight. Clouds have settled in on the western horizon, Chuck. sun filling in behind the clouds. That's a good thing, and it'll be gone completely in 30 minutes or so. Compared to the last week, it's not a terrifically hot night tonight, but Coach Marino was tickled with how his team has practiced in the hot weather lately.
Well, it's tough, and I remember, I'm old, but I remember playing football back in high school, and I absolutely hated two-a-days, and I hated about the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, a lot of coaches have been practicing at 6 a.m. and then again at 10 and saying, heck with the afternoons.
Right.
Head coach Adam Miller at Versailles is in year number 5. And he highlighted his team's offensive and defensive schemes. The defensive looked pretty much the same, but the offense has been overhauled somewhat.
Defensively, we have been the same 4-3 base defense since I've gotten here. And that was a little bit of an adjustment from a 4-4. Yeah, it's very similar up front for the D linemen, but as far as linebackers and defensive backs with coverage, it was different. We also introduced zone coverage, which wasn't really played here hardly at all before I got here. But we've been doing that for the last 5 years and feel pretty comfortable with it. Offensively, we started out in the eye, and we're pretty consistent with that. Obviously, in obvious pass situations, we would go to a 3-by-1 or 2-by-2 set. People know you're not going to run on 3rd and 10, so there's no point in trying to hide it. But and we've always kind of felt like we had one running back that we wanted to try to get 25, 30 carries a game, and we had a bruiser of a fullback. But given the dynamics of our team this year, we decided to switch to the wing T just because we felt instead of showcasing one running back, we felt we had 3 or 4 that we could get the ball to. And we've always been undersized up front, so the eye offense doesn't have much misdirection. So we went to the wing T because there's a lot of misdirection to give our undersized linemen some blocking angles, and sure, we just felt it fit our personnel the best.
Sure. 2 weeks of high school football in the books. Went over Salina for you, a loss to Valley View. What have you learned about Versailles football the first 2 weeks of the 2016 season?
I've learned that we've got resilient kids. We've had some injuries come up that have put us in some tough situations, and I'm proud of the kids that needed to step up and play bigger roles than they anticipated when they woke up that morning. We've learned that we can do some good things, but we've also learned that we've got areas to improve. Salina was a good win for us, but we didn't play perfect by any means. And we got those mistakes fixed against Valley View, but Valley View was a very talented team and kind of exposed some other areas of improvement we have. And that's the best thing you can do out of a loss is learn from it, and hopefully that reflects against Anna.
Adam Miller, head coach of Versailles football, our guest before the Anna Versailles game tonight. What names will we be talking about during play-by-play in color most often when Versailles has the football? Who's your QB, your feature ball carrier, skill player, so forth?
The quarterback is Alex Vandal. He's the first year he's played quarterback since he was a freshman, so he's pretty green, but he does make a lot of plays for us. Running back-wise, Garrett Thompson has done a great job for us at fullback. He had a nice touchdown ceiling win, against Salina. And another good group of running backs with Kyle Subler and George Grow, and then Keaton McLeodowney is our receiver. We try to get the ball to him as many ways as we can, and A.J. Orange is solid tight end for us, and he hadn't got the ball a whole lot just yet, but we try to get it to him when we can.
Yeah, you've probably got several really good, skilled athletes who go both ways for you.
Yeah, and all those guys I said all start on defense too, so it's there are guys that we rely on to make plays when they need made.
Hey, Anna Versailles, good rivalry. I know December 28th they'll meet in basketball. The girls will play, followed by a
boys varsity match. That happens this year for the first time, and it's good that the rotation is such that the two are playing here in 2016 on the gridiron.
Yeah, it's a good game for us. It's a lot of fun. It's a good atmosphere. I think our fans follow well. Their fans follow well. And it seems, you know, we haven't played them the last 2 years, which is kind of disappointing. But when we did play them, it always seemed to be a good and hard-fought game. So I'm looking forward to it.
As Coach Miller and I noted, Chuck, these two clubs have not played since 2013. Between 2006 and 2013, Anna and Versailles played 8 straight years in high school football. Anna won the first 5, amassing 48 points, 35 points, 40 points, 47 points, and 40 again in those 5 games. In the last 3 years, Versailles has whipped Anna 3 straight times. Anna was shut out 1 game, limited to 1 touchdown in another. So Anna won the first 5. Versailles won the next 3. 2 years off. So now we'll play 8 more times in the next 8 years.
It's tough when you have the unbalanced schedule to declare a league champion. But
yep,
they play, and all these teams in the MAC are getting ready for the playoffs. And there's, I mean, even New Bremen this year, it looks like they might have some talent. So
you're right.
It's a nasty, nasty league.
Yeah, New Bremen is 2-0, and that's Anna's opponent next week on the road, by the way. I'd like to let you know that our officials for tonight's game, referee Ron Wilson, umpire is Bill C.G.I.N. Jr. Line judge is Bill C.G.I.N. III. Linesman Marcus Steele, back judge Ron Dent. I'm not going to try and pronounce C-G-I-N because whatever I say is going to be wrong.
I think we'll call him Bill.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the Versailles Tigers will kick off from north to south to start the game. There is a slight breeze out of the south. It will be at Anna's backs to open action in this contest here tonight. As we alluded in the pregame, Anna Rockets have 3 seniors on this football squad who contribute a lot. Reed Leininger is a wideout, doubles as an outside linebacker on defense. Colin Webker, a wideout offensively, free safety on the defensive side of the ball. And Trey Cates is the H-back on offense, defensive end on that side of the ball. Opening boot to start the game. Fumbled by Anna off the chest of the Anna deep man at the 24-yard line. And right away, the Versailles Tigers get a huge break. Recovery by a white shirt at the 33 of Anna. Chuck, if you were to ask either coach before the game what will turn the tide tonight, each would probably say initially how well we run the ball. But ultimately, in high school football, turnovers are an enormous factor.
Well, they are, and what that hurts, A, because they're giving the ball up on the 32. They lose a possession. They'll lose a possession in the second half when they have to kick off. So, yeah, the fumble, the opening kickoff, is a major faux pas.
If you receive the opening kickoff and don't get a chance to start an offensive series, and as you say, you got to boot it to start the second half. Versailles Tigers running play from the 32. First initial play of this game, and it's good for about 11 or 12 yards. Inside running play by George Groh of the Versailles Tigers. 5'9", 155, a junior. Very good blocking at the point of attack. Patient run by Groh, who didn't try to rip off the dozen yards immediately. He picked his way using his blockers quite nicely.
Yeah, that's the sign of it. Vision is really important for a running back.
As we noted during the pregame, Alex Wendell, the quarterback, 6'2", 170, a senior, from the single wing. It's a handoff outside left tackle and bucking for a couple yards. Wendell kept it. No, he didn't, Chuck. I'm mistaken.
He handed it off.
And the running play for Versailles is good for about 4 or 5 on first down. From just outside the 20 of Anna down to the 16. Second down and 5 yards to go for Versailles, attired in the white road jerseys. Black numerals outlined in orange. Orange headgear, black pants. Anna the home, green and white. Green jerseys, white trousers, white headgear with the green stripe. and his defense with its back against the wall. Opening series for Sales has been productive on two plays. Here's a quick pass in the right flat by Wendell. It's caught at the line of scrimmage, and a good run after catch by the receiver. I think that was Keaton Mackledown who hauled it in, maybe a half yard behind the line, Chuck. And Versailles throwing on second down, that's a little unlike Versailles the last few years.
Well, that's a safe one because you're throwing the ball out to a running back, and if he drops it, it's just an incomplete pass, and he almost did drop it.
And it's good enough for a first down with a yard to spare at the 10.5. It's not a goal-to-go situation. Versailles can get a first down inside the one. We played 1.5, and Versailles, thanks to an early fumble by Anna, is marching. Inside running play, Tigers. It's a defiant run. It is Groh pounding down inside the 3, the 2, the 1. He did not get in. Boy, Anna against the run has been pushed around so far, Chuck, on the Tigers' opening drive of the game.
Well, these 32-yard drives are killers for a defense.
Isn't that the truth?
They were not ready to go out there and play is one of the problems.
You're right. Defense expected to be on the sideline the first 3 or 4 minutes. Here is a line plunge over right guard, a wave of green jerseys, push back the ball carrier, and a signaling that the Tigers coughed it up. The referee has no part of it, though. Versailles' recovery ruled down on the field. A slight loss, though, Chuck. Back to maybe the, 3-yard line. So it's third down and goal from there. It was third and goal from inside the 2. Now it's third and goal from nearer the 3. I don't know why I said third down. I should have said second. Second down, it was a first down play, the previous play. Second and goal from the 3. Tigers barrel over to left tackle. It is Groh hammering to the end zone. He's got 6 points for the Versailles Tigers. Well, so far at the outset of this game, Versailles manhandling Anna up front. Jacob Heitkamp at left tackle, Grant Keller at right tackle, Eric Kanapke at left guard, Cole Slater at right guard. And Bo Bay at center, anchoring that offensive line, have enabled Versailles to get a good line thrust against Anna's defensive front 6. And Versailles is on the board, as Chuck noted seconds ago, a quick 32-yard drive that took less than 3 minutes. Extra point try by the Versailles Tigers. Josh Steinbrenner boots it up, the 6'2", 165-pound junior. That's the extra point. We didn't see much of that last week at Minster when the Wildcats missed the first 4. But Versailles gets a quick touchdown after an Anna turnover. PAT is on the money, and it's 7-0 Versailles, 9:01 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
The kickoff by Steinbrenner of Versailles is returned by Aiden Ensley from his 19 back out across the 25 to the 27. And that's where the Rockets offense starts. Although Anna received the opening kickoff, they muffed it, turned it over. And this is the first offensive series for Anna. And Chuck, we were a little surprised to see that quick fumble. Anna's defense played like it was surprised to have to go on the field that
set. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Running play by Anna on 1st and 10 from the 27. It's Ensley trying to slip outside right tackle, and he can't get the edge. and he's pulled down after a gain of one on the play. Alex Wendell, who doubles as a quarterback for Versailles on defense, he's the signal caller on offense. He made the tackle. Second and nine, Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 28. And here's the quarterback, Travis Meyer, a junior, lofting one down the near sideline, and it's overthrown out of bounds. But there is a flag thrown, perhaps defensive pass interference.
Yeah, Wendell had the thing covered, but he went ahead and bumped him and actually forced him out of bounds. That was a good call.
Very good progress at quarterback last year by Travis Meyer as a sophomore for Anna a couple years ago. A serious knee injury, recovered fine, rehabilitated, got on the gridiron for a sophomore year, and he's back running the show this season as a junior. And the 15-yard walk-off against Versailles moves the football for Anna all the way out to the 43-yard line. So Anna now, 7 yards shy of midfield, has a first and 10. We played 3.5 minutes, 7-0 Versailles. Here's the give on the play from Meyer to Ensley. Tries to sweep left end. Outstanding penetration by the Versailles Tigers, who throw Ensley for a setback. He loses 3 to the 40. Very good tackle on the play by Jacob Heitkamp of the Versailles Tigers.
A lot of penetration that time. That play didn't have a chance.
Did you think Versailles knew what was coming on that one? Second and 13, Anna from the Rockets 40. Two receivers near side, one to the far left. Here's the fake inst. No, it is given by the quarterback, Meyer. A quick hitter up the middle, and there's a little bit of a crease. Productive running play for about 7 or 8 for Anna. It was Ensley again.
Yep.
He's the workhorse. He'll carry the ball more often than not for Anna. And that sets up a third and a little over 5 to go for a first down at the 48. Same formation as before. The quarterback, Travis Meyer, looks left. He jitterbugs in the offensive backfield, and he's got to run with it. Versailles contains him right in the middle between the hash marks and puts him on the ground for a 2-yard loss.
Well, that was supposed to be a 2-step drop and pass. The coverage was there, and he really didn't have any choice.
He wanted to throw to Reed Leininger down the left side about 5 yards down the field, and it looked like he was hemmed in, nowhere for Meyer to throw, his hot receiver not available, and the Anna Rockets have got to punt the football here. And it is a lofty kick, a high one, fair catch, down to one knee by Versailles at the 27-yard line. Sam Bargy snared it. A directional kick by Anna to the near boundary. Not exceedingly long, but it did prevent a return. So it's first down, 10 yards to go for the Versailles Tigers, who lead 7-0. We played 3 minutes, 20 seconds here in the opening quarter. Austin Fote delivered the punt for the Rockets. So Anna, after getting a first down, aided by penalty, exchanges the ball with the Tigers, who ran beautifully from the Anna 32 on Versailles' first possession. Here's a pitch-out sweep right end. Anna drags it out to the far boundary beyond the hash mark, and the running play is corralled about 4 yards downfield. A good hit on the play by Luke Cantrell, a linebacker, a sophomore for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, he popped him pretty good.
Second down, 7 yards to go for the Tigers from their own 32. It was the Anna 32 from which Versailles started on its first possession. 7-0 Versailles. In motion, Keaton Mackle down into the right. Oh, a drop football on the exchange from center to quarterback. Versailles momentarily lost the football on its first possession, recovered down inside the 5, and the Tigers plop on it this time before an Anna jersey can get there. The loss of a yard or two, 3rd and 8 for Versailles. And let's see what the Tigers do here, Chuck, in what would seem to be a predictable passing situation.
Yeah, I would think so. I'd find that giant tight end. Look at the size of that kid.
A.J. Arn, 6'2", 210, a junior at the tight end spot in the spread. is the quarterback, Wendell. He's 10 yards behind the line. Now he wants to scamper. He tucks it. Good decision. He roams up the far side of the field. A last-second lurch to the 39, Chuck. Might have garnered a first down. We could see a measurement. Gain of 8. Let's see where the ball. Let's see where the ball is spotted for play.
Yeah, that's first down.
Uh-huh. Referee signals move the chains ahead. First and 10 Versailles. Boy, a nice bit of ad-libbing by Wendell from the quarterback spot. We saw that so often in the first 2 weeks from Huelsman of Minster.
Well, when you see man-to-man coverage on your receivers, you know that you got a good chance to run the football from the quarterback.
Exactly right. Well said. Oh, here is a counter back to the right. Good running play by the Tigers, and it goes for 9 more. George Groh got a couple of key blocks at the point of attack. One thrown up front by Cole Schlater, his right guard. He and Grant Keller contributed to give an avenue to the ball carrier, Groh, and he got an even 10 more. It's another Tigers first down. Line of scrimmage, the 49 of Versailles. We played 7.5 in the first quarter. 7-0 Tigers. Versailles' running game is eating up big chunks of yardage and time off the clock. Man in motion to the near side. Roll out this way by Wendell. He wants to throw on the run. He can't do it. He breaks a tackle at the 42, then makes a late throw over the middle. That's always dangerous. It is tipped by an Anna player. Then it falls to the ground harmlessly at the 41, 42-yard line. Wendell avoided the sack somehow, some way. Then probably would have been better off just tucking it and skipping
it. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. You try to make a play, sometimes it burns you. He got a break that time.
Incompletion on a first down throw by the Tigers. Second and 10 from the Versailles 49. Clock stopped when the ball hit the ground on the pitch downfield by Wendell. 4:12 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Versailles. Man in motion across the formation is Groh again. And here go the Tigers with a good running play around right end. Sideline wide open, 30, 25, 20, and in hot pursuit. It's a huge gain all the way to the 10-yard line. Chuck, was that George Groh again?
It was Groh.
Wow. I tell you what, Versailles,
a long stride. Boy, he got around that corner. He was flying.
Yeah, he's a pretty quick ball carrier. Not big, 5'9", 155, but he can pick him up and lay him down. And like lightning, he went down the far sideline. Maybe I shouldn't say that word.
No, don't say lightning. Absolutely not.
3:40 to go in the first quarter. Versailles knocking on the door again inside the Anna 10. Counter near side. Anna stands up the ball carrier at the 7.5. Trying to chuck for yardage on that play was Noah Grisis, a 5'10", 160-pound junior, who's getting some duty in the offensive backfield. We played nearly 9 minutes, opening quarter, 3 to play, 7-0 Versailles. Line of scrimmage, the 6 of Anna, goal to go, 4 Versailles. Boy, the Tigers have run the football with relative ease so far. Anna's defense has got to turn away 6 points on this drive by Versailles. Running play, right end. Oh, a great open field tackle at the 10. Again, the Tigers put it on the ground. Rockets say we do have this one. Let's see what the officials say after the green shirts and white shirts come off the stack. Anna coming off the field, celebrating already. Is it premature? Referees prying players away from the football.
Well, the ball can actually change possession about 6 times up. File like that.
And Anna does have it. Third time Versailles has put it on the ground. Anna recovery inside the 10. I tell you what, Chuck, that was a nifty hit by the Anna defender.
I didn't catch the number, but boy, he put a helmet right on the ball and it just popped it straight out.
Yep. And the Anna Rockets come up with the big defensive play of this game so far. And turn away the Versailles Tigers, who are on the verge of going up by 2 scores in the first quarter. Anna's Travis Meyer at quarterback deals to Ensley. and Inslee with a dive up the middle for about 3 to the 12-yard line. Now, Anna needs a few first downs in the worst way, Chuck, to swap field position.
Well, they've got one in the first quarter, and that was by a pass interference penalty.
Right. Two receivers near side for Meyer, who in the spread will take the snap back at his own 8. He looks into the right flat. Flags fly. It's a pre-snap penalty, and it will cost Anna 5 yards.
Well, that was set up well, too. That's a shame.
It sure was. Austin Haynes, the wideout, caught the ball at about the line of scrimmage. He had a convoy of blockers up the near side. It looked like a 20-yard gain anyway. But instead, it's second down all over again and 12 to go for Anna back inside its own 10-yard line. Rockets right now spread 3 receivers to the near side. One of them was Trey Cates, who was getting the play call from the line of scrimmage. He now lines up slot left. Travis Meyer gives left end. Inslee tries to bolt to the sideline. Can't get the corner turned. Tigers flush him out of bounds in the vicinity of the 14. So it's going to be third down for Anna. Oh, another marker down. That's 2 plays in a row. Anna has been hit with flags. Now, Versailles could choose to take the play and force a 3rd and 7 or 8 or push Anna back further inside its own 5-yard line. And that's what Versailles has done. Second down all over again for Anna, but now 16 to go for a first down. Well, Rockets have got to be careful here. Meyer looks over his offense, surveys the Versailles defense. Meyer will take the snap 1 yard deep in the end zone. Drops 4 yards deep. It's an out pattern near sideline, and it's up and over the head of Chase Hildebrand. Actually, it was Trey Cates who was in the area. And the ball was thrown too tall for him. Pretty good man-on-man coverage by Versailles.
Yeah, even if he caught that, it's going to be about a 5-yard gain.
Down to 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Versailles 7, Anna nothing. Rockets confront a 3rd and 16 to go from inside their own 5. Travis Meyer will take the snap from his end zone. Short drop. Here comes blitz pressure. Meyer tries to get out of the hold. He does. Then delivers a pass to the 18-yard line. It is caught short of the first down. Wow, Chuck. Travis Meyer nearly wrapped up for a safety.
Yeah, he did a nice job to get him out. And the other thing that they did was they got room to punt now if they choose to.
Yes. How did Travis Meyer extricate himself from that wrestling hold in the end zone?
I don't know, because Aaron Mangin with D ran free through the gap that time.
Yeah, good defensive play call.
Oh, they gave him the first down.
Ooh. Yep, forward progress to the 19. I thought he was bumped out at the 17 or 17 and a half. And it gets a break. Good spot of the ball for the Rockets. 1st and 10 from short of their own 20. We were all fooled up here in the booth. Here is a handoff on the play to the Rockets ball carrier. And it goes to Riley Huelskamp, who plunges ahead for a couple. That's it. Well, Anna got the benefit of a very, very good mark after the pass reception. Good throw by Meyer, who worked himself out of trouble. 2nd down and 8 for Anna beyond its own 20. Here is Meyer inside handoff, nothing doing. The Tigers stuff it right at the line of scrimmage. As the ball carrier for the green and white is nailed. So it's going to be 3rd down and 7 for the Anna Rockets. 3rd down, 7 yards to go. Our lineup, Chuck, says 30 is Trevor Greaves. If you've got 30 being another number, let me know. Rolling out to the left, it is the quarterback, Meyer. Lofty throw, far sideline, in front of the Tigers bench, beyond the 45, no good, incomplete. Good throw by Meyer, fine try by the receiver, Trey Cates, hustling down the field. But again, Chuck, Versailles displayed very good man-on-man coverage.
Yeah, he was right with him. That would have been that was a nice throw. Would have been a great catch, but it was the better defense.
Half minute left in the opening quarter of play. Versailles stands to get the football, perhaps at midfield following the punt. Here is the left-footed kick by Austin Foat, right at the 50, caught by the Tigers on the run. Tackle rockets at the 48, and Versailles again with excellent field position. Wendell was upfield to snatch the football for the Versailles Tigers. He was buried just across the 50, so as we called it before the punt, Versailles, 2 or 3 feet beyond the midfield stripe, gets possession. 21 seconds to go in the first quarter. Versailles leads Anna 7-0, taking advantage of a muffed kickoff return by the Rockets. It was a fumble. Versailles recovered, then quickly went 32 yards in the first 2 minutes, 59 seconds, to lead this game 7-0. And now Versailles starts just barely in Anna's end of the field. Left tackle running play. The Rockets fight off blocks on this one and hit the ball carrier chest to chest right at the line of scrimmage. Crisis for Versailles was flattened. No gain. Might have lost a foot or two. Time will expire to end the first quarter. It's been all Versailles so far. Tigers are up 7-0 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We start the second quarter, second and 10 Versailles at the end of 49, and the Rockets subdue that running play just a yard or two downfield. Garrett Thompson, who's had a fine couple of games running the football, 2 touchdowns for Versailles so far in the campaign for Thompson. But he was belted to the turf at the 48, third and close to 9 needed for Versailles for a first down. Anna, sooner or later, Chuck, is going to become a little more educated against this Versailles run attack.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Oh, here comes blitz pressure right up the middle, but the quarterback Wendell delivers the ball. It's pretty well timed down inside the 20, a little too far. Keaton McEldowney, the intended receiver, splendid coverage, step for step with him for the Anna Rockets. Down the far sideline was Wyatt Benzman, and even though the blitz pressure was picked up pretty well, enabling the quarterback to buy a split second of time, Benzman, who's got good wheels, was right with the whiteout down inside the 20-yard line. Punt formation for Sales, low snap, kick from the 40-yard line by the Tigers, and with the south wind at the back of the punter, it is boomed all the way to the goal line and through the end zone on one op. Wow. What a punt on the play by Steinbrenner, who does everything for the Tigers. Place kicks, punts, and that was a beaut.
That was a rocket.
Yeah, from the line of scrimmage. It's, 48 or 49 yards. But he was a good 10, 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage when he let it go. If you count the bounce, Chuck, all the way through the end zone,
yeah.
It was a 60, 65-yard punt. A minute into the second quarter, Anna, benefiting from the touchback, has a first and 10 from the 20. Travis Meyer, the junior quarterback, running play right in the middle is stuffed by Versailles, no gain. Aiden Ensley driven to the turf, and he gets up a little bit gimpy. And no doubt, he has been a marked man through the first 13 minutes of this game. Versailles Tigers spying on him, and Ensley has had the going a little tough carrying the football. Well, Anna simply got to complete a pass or two, Chuck, to loosen up this Tiger defense.
Yep, no doubt.
Meyer in the spread, reads the defense, hands the ball off. Outside left tackle, ball carrier rolled down at the 25. 4 or 5 yard pickup by Ensley, the workhorse, setting up a third and 5 for the Rockets, who are determined to get this run game untracked. So far, not a lot of traction for Anna running the football. Third and 5 here from the 25 of Anna. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, 7-0 for Sales. Here's Meyer, quick pass, right flat, over the head of the receiver, 4 or 5 yards downfield. Sailing that for Austin Haynes was Meyer. He missed him. Had Haynes made a circus catch on his fingertips, he would have met resistance at about the first down marker, the 30. But Meyer threw it long, and Anna's three and out. Again, Versailles will get very good field position. Austin Foote with the left foot back in punt formation against the wind, end over end. Here's the catch by Wendell at the 40 of Versailles. There's a hold on the Tigers, and Wendell's off and running across midfield. He whips a couple Rockets, gets a block, eludes a couple more, and it's see you later. But I think we got a flag against Versailles. A block in the back, a hold. Something opened up a big lane for Wendell, and he sprinted right through it, untouched, Chuck.
Yeah, well, he got through the hole. There was absolutely nobody back there. But the reason he got past the first wave was the hold at midfield.
It was almost like Anna had too few men on the field because Wendell breezed for the touchdown, but it will be brought back, the official right away, through the marker at the 50. It opened up a big cavity for Wendell, did the hold. And the return for touchdown is wiped out, of course, and Versailles will start first down, 10 yards to go at its 40. But so far in this game, Chuck, the Versailles Tigers have simply blocked and tackled better than the Anna Rockets.
Well, they got the break for the short field for the score, and other than that, you know, they have gained field position every time when they've had the basket of the football.
Right. Field position advantage for Sales for certain. 9.5 to go, second quarter. Tigers in the single wing. Under center is Wendell. Running play, left tackle. And I'd say about 18 of the 22 players on the field, Chuck, are in on that pileup 2 yards downfield in front of the Tigers bench. Well, my son and wife are in the stands somewhere watching this game, and they asked me earlier today what did I expect. And I told them it'll be a quickly played game. The clock will continue to move. Very few forward passes. A lot of runs from scrimmage. And so far, right on the money.
Well, that's what you expect from these two teams for sure.
43-yard line, 2nd and 7 for Sales. Over right guard goes Groh. He is submerged to the turf at the 46, and a late flag comes in 11 or 12 yards downfield. It looked like, Chuck, after the whistle, some extracurricular activity prompted by a Versailles Tiger.
Yeah, Arns went ahead and blasted the safety that time way after the plays. Unnecessary penalty right there.
So instead of third down and about 3 yards to go for Versailles, it's going to be third down and a whole lot more. I'm believing that was a dead ball foul at the end of the play. Maybe not. Let's see if second down.
Well, now wait. Are they going to change it? Yeah, I guess they did call it a dead ball.
Ah, that's a slight break for Sales, which essentially gets the play all over again.
No, that was bad for Versailles. That was after the play. So they lost the 15 yards and the down.
I'm mistaken. Well, now the scoreboard does read third down.
Right.
They did lose the down, as it turned out. Okay. Third and 17. Wendell, deep drop, post pattern, middle of the field. Receiver inside the 40 of the Rockets, hits the turf. Tiger fans across the way want a trip in a pass interference. And here comes a penalty marker about 5 or 6 seconds late. Oh, my goodness, that is as late as I've ever seen a flag thrown after the end of a play. It appeared as though the Tiger receiver went down on his own accord.
I think he might have gotten tripped. I think a foot might have caught his heel. Absolutely not a pass interference. And not a half an hour after the play.
That was only 29 minutes after.
You can ask the Miami Hurricanes about late flags in big games.
Wow.
I love it. I used to go down there on break and wear my high state stuff.
Penalty marker at the end of 40 after the officials sort all of this out. It is not a first down. It is a couple yards short.
Well, it can't be fourth down.
It should be third down all over again. The marker across the way says fourth. We've been having a tricky time figuring out the
downs. They're confusing us, that's for sure.
Yeah, the downs on this drive have mystified us. It is third and two from the 48 for Versailles, and the Tigers pick it up with a rush for three. To the 49 of Anna, first and 10 for the Tigers. Wow, I think the Versailles sideline helped in getting that call made.
That was so late. That's
And I'm not blaming Versailles one bit. That's
what
you do.
That's what you do, exactly.
You sell that call, but you shouldn't be able to pull it off 6 or 7 seconds after the play is over?
No, that was inadvertent contact, and the ball was about 15 yards over his head on top of everything.
Is that a stretch by me, Chuck? Was it 6 or 7 after the play?
Easy, yeah.
First and 10, Tigers from the Anna 49. Here's a sweep to the right, and here comes a penalty marker thrown at the side of the tackle. Is it a clip against Versailles? Is it a grab of the face mask by Anna? Tigers are retreating. It's a foul on the white jerseys.
I think they call that a makeup call.
You took the words right from my mouth.
Now, I know there's no official in the world that says they do that, but
they don't do that.
Horse crap.
Come on.
7:50 left to go. Second quarter, Versailles 7 and a nothing. And from the spot of the foul, which was a yard or so beyond the line of scrimmage, 10 yards are marked off in reverse. Versailles has it at the 42. And it is first down and 19. Actually, the ball is now placed back another yard. So it's first and 20. A miscalculation by the officials. Now we're straight. First and 20 from the Versailles 41. There's that 3-3-5 defense employed by Anna. It's a short bubble screen by Versailles, and it's well defensed by the Anna Rockets at the 45-yard line. The throw to Keaton McElDowney, but diagnosed nicely on the play by the Rockets. Very good hit by Anna. And, Chuck, I'm going to give credit on the play to Ethan Bird. He also had help from Caleb Kaufman, and boy, they were Johnny on the spot.
That looked like it was going to open for a big play, and they did a nice job of shutting it down.
They denied it. Second down, 16 for Versailles from the Tigers 45. Oh, here's a counter back to the near side. Explosive running play across the 50 to the Anna 45. Very good run by Groh. Boy, he gets out of the starting gate fast.
Well, that misdirection like that, if you don't stay home on the backside, you're in trouble, and that's what happened that time.
You nailed it, Chuck. You have to own your responsibility. And that means your territory on the weak side has got to be yours. Don't flow to the direction of that first ball carrier. Third and 6 for Versailles from the Anna 45. We played half the second quarter, 7-0 Tigers, and we got a pre-snap offside signaled first against Versailles, then signaled secondly against Anna, and it does go against the Rockets. Now, I'm acting a little confused tonight, Chuck, in part because the men in stripes are confusing me.
They're just a teeny bit struggling tonight, that's fact.
Oh. 5 yards against Anna, not Versailles, as first indicated. So it is 3rd and 1 for Versailles from the Anna 40. Slot right. Grow the lone back behind Wendell's under center. And we have a late timeout called by the Versailles Tigers. Scoreboard clock reads 6:12 to go in the first half. 7-0 Versailles. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
To me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Versailles Tigers to the line of scrimmage from the Anna 40, 3rd and 1. 3 backs behind the quarterback, Wendell, who's under center. And it is Groh popping his way across the 40 to the Anna 37. He shoved backwards, but his forward progress got him the first down. 1st and 10 Tigers from the Anna Rockets 37. Chuck, I hearken back to what you said early in the webcast about the advantage of being able to run the ball pretty well. Not only do you chew time off the clock, wow, do you wear down the defense.
Right, and I'll tell you right now, the offensive line for Versailles is handling everything that they need to do.
Yep, in this humid air tonight, the Anna Rocket defense has been on the field a lot, and they are absorbing the punishment. Here's Wendell taking the snap. It's a run all the way. He tries to circle the left side. He's knocked down at the 35-yard line. 2nd down and 8 for Versailles. Football, middle of the field. Tigers can get a first down at the 27 or 8 of Anna. 5.5 to go, 2nd quarter. 7-0 in favor of the Versailles Tigers, who possessed the football 2/3 of the clock time in this game so far. Receiver wide right. Slots left and right. Groh, the running back, behind Wendell. Straight drop by Wendell. Lofting it near sideline. We got a little hand sparring going on. Receiver and defender inside the 15. It falls incomplete. And then a late flag flies. Boy, Chuck, from my observation, that was a foul each way. I mean, if you call a penalty there, I think you got to go both sides, offensive, defensive. And maybe you can't do that as an official. Maybe you nail the first hand, but there was some sparring going on, a little chucking, a little holding by both sides. Ball a tad underthrown to the back shoulder, and it goes against Anna. Unfortunately for the Rockets, they're victimized again.
Was the pass complete?
No, it was not caught.
Well, then it's not a spot foul.
It should be a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. I didn't think the ball was caught. Ball ruled for play at the 20 after the 15-yard walk-off. Previous line of scrimmage was the 35. And now we got a timeout called by the Versailles Tigers. I thought Anna might be calling a timeout to receive an explanation. But just over 5 to play in the second quarter. Versailles with 1 timeout remaining. 7-0 Tigers, 1st and 10 from the Anna 20. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. with more than 3,000 branches. We're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 20-yard line of Anna, first and 10 for Versailles, which has thoroughly dominated this game, but still only leads by a touchdown, 7-0. Tigers threatening here, however. Wendell, deep drop, rolling left. He's being chased. Now he's going to eat it and run. Collision at the 17-yard line. Wendell is pounded. He gained a couple. Second down and 8. Wendell Chuck didn't risk a throw. He thought Anna's coverage was pretty complete down around the goal line.
He did a pretty good job of avoiding the 5-yard loss. He did kind of a pump fake, got both the defenders off their feet, and then he gained the 2 yards. So he probably gained 7, even though it was only a 2-yard gain.
Yes, it was nice, nicely done by Wendell, as you pointed out. He avoided the setback of 5 and picked up about 3, 3.5. Line of scrimmage, just inside the 16 of Anna. Second down for Versailles. Here's a quick hitter, left guard. A little cavity opens up, and running right through is Garrett Thompson. He trudges down inside the 15 to the 13.5. 2.5, 3 yards short of a first down. Third down here for Versailles. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Anna Rockets defense is pinned inside the 15. They've been on their heels the entire game, Chuck. Anna's defense has not been able to breathe a sigh of relief all night. Third and 3, Versailles. End sweep, right end. Rockets stretch it out, but Groh picks his way. Patient run, weaved inside the 20 and then squirted, or I should say inside the 10, and then squirted to the 8. Very close to first down yardage.
First and goal.
And the officials move the chain. Yep, first and goal, as you say, Chuck. Closer to the 7-yard line.
11 first downs for the Tigers, 2 for the Rockets.
Well, I love the disciplined running of Groh, Chuck. When he has to turn it on in open space, he does. And when he's got to use his blockers, he does so cleverly. Here is Groh again. Hammering, right tackle, good surge by the Versailles offensive line to about the 4. Groh pushed the pile maybe a yard or so, but Versailles offensive line has been significant in this game tonight, having taken the measure of Anna's defensive front so far. No doubt about it. Jacob Heitkamp, Eric Kanapke, Bo Bay, Cole Schlater, Grant Keller, tight end A.J. Arnes. They have been outstanding, and Anna, as we said a moment ago, has been on its heels all evening long defensively. Line of scrimmage, the 4, second and goal for Versailles. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Tigers lead 7-0. Under center, the quarterback is Wendell. We're not used to seeing the quarterback under center so much these days in high school football. Pitch out, sweep, left end. Anna pursues the play. The ball carrier for the Tigers is knocked down at the 1-yard line. He's flattened right there. Keaton McElDowney decided not to take it all the way to the boundary. He tried to slant and cut it upfield. He met resistance right at the 1. Versailles has a timeout remaining. A minute 40 on the clock. Third and goal, Tigers. 1 yard line of Anna. 7-0 Versailles leads. Late second quarter. Well, given how much time Versailles has had the football in this game, it's surprising. It's only a 7-0 lead. About to be 13-0. Wendell, the quarterback, keeps it. Pushes, lurches to the goal line. He's ruled to be in, having crossed the plane for the score. 13-0 in favor of Versailles. And keep in mind, Anna muffed the opening kickoff when Versailles kicked it to the Rockets. Thus, Versailles will receive the boot to start the second half. On comes Steinbrenner for the point after. He place kicks and punts for the orange and black. Good snap from center. Good hold. The kick by Steinbrenner. Not very artistic. It's way, way up in the air. It sails toward the left upright. Does it sneak inside the post, Chuck?
I think they counted it.
I didn't see a ruling from the official.
No,
it might have been wide left. It was.
Yep.
Well, it went up over the top of the left upright, just outside it to the left. That was a pop-up of an extra point. Ruled no good. And that's about the only mistake the Versailles Tigers have made in this game. They did have a fumble that Anna recovered. The missed PAT leaves the score at 13-0 in favor of the Versailles Tigers. I'd like to let you know about Adams Tech Solutions, one of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Located in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaching out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Kickoff by Versailles, down inside the 20. Rockets return it over the 35 to the 38. A minute 11 to go here in the first half. And if the Rockets could get a good running play or two under their belt, they might air one out before the end of the first half. Rockets do have, Chuck, the full complement of three timeouts remaining.
They do, but they also have absolutely no offense. They've got 13, 27 yards total here in the first half.
My goodness. And the first down differential is, what, a dozen to two?
11 to two, yeah.
11 to two. Travis Meyer rolling left. Here comes pressure from the Tigers. It is a good out pattern run downfield by the Rockets receiver, Colin Webker, the fine senior wideout. He catches 9 yards downfield across the 45 at the 46, second and one.
The official on this side of the field was trying to motion the change to move. He's at least a yard and a half short.
Exactly. Same pattern, far side. Versailles Tigers trying to defend. Looked like a pass interference call could have been made. It's not at the 37. And the Rocket fans down below are saying, hey, you called it at one end against us. Can't you call it at this end against Versailles?
Well, because it wasn't in front of the Anna bench.
49 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Third and a yard and a half for Anna at the 46 and a half. Rockets elect to run it. It's Inslee. He meets resistance. The ball pops up in the air. It's hauled in by Versailles and run the other way easily for a touchdown. Wow. You would have thought the forward pass might be the dangerous play in this situation, but it turns out to be a running play that gets coughed up behind the line of scrimmage, and the Versailles Tigers turn it into a touchdown.
Wow.
And I'm not sure if I can give accurate credit to the young man for the Tigers who snared that ball in midair, Chuck, about 41 yards from the end zone. It was Groves. Thanks, Joe Neves, very much. Wow. Groves has been stellar offensively and defensively, both for the Tigers tonight, and two touchdowns by Versailles in the last minute plus of the second quarter have turned this game into a rout 20-0. Steinbrenner's extra point is good, and the Rockets are being defeated by three scores. Half minute to go here in the first half of play. Thanks so much to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers in Anna on Shuey Drive, just west of I-75 at the Route 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span 8 separate divisions. For your business, superior services offered by Wells Brothers are material flow solutions, process piping, industrial construction, including electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work. On the web at wellsbrothers.com. Wells Brothers in Anna, the home of the Rockets and Top Flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. Wow, Chuck.
That was a crusher right there.
Less than a minute ago, it was a 7-0 ball game, and turn the clock forward about 40 seconds, less than that even, it's a 20-0 game in favor of Versailles. And keep in mind again, Anna must kick off to start the second half. Kickoff Versailles, loop down inside the 20. Rockets return from the 19. It's Ensley who tries to take it to the far side, and the Tigers drive him to the turf at the 18. Whistles, then a fumble after the whistle. Versailles picks it up, scampers into the end zone, but the whistle had blown the play dead. And thank goodness for Anna, there was a whistle eventually on that play, or Versailles would have had another score, not by the offense. A special teams touchdown that would have been after a defensive score by Groh seconds ago. After a 1-yard touchdown run by Wendell. Wendell made it 13-0. And then Groh goes about 40 yards, close to it.
43
when the ball carrier, Ensley, is hit behind the line for Anna. The ball popped into the air and taken on the rebound by Groh, who romped to pay dirt. Steinbrenner's extra point makes it a 20-0 game. Good end run by Anna on the initial play of this series, all the way out to the Rockets 45. Anna uses a timeout with 24.6 left here in the second quarter. Nobody, I don't think, would have predicted this score, Chuck.
No.
Certainly, this kind of domination couldn't have been forecasted.
Well, I mean, even last week, we sat down and came to a game thinking, we watched, we heard Lehman play Fort Recovery to within a point. We watched Minster struggle with Fort Loramie.
Yep.
And we're thinking Lehman's probably got the advantage. 31-0 later, they didn't.
Yeah. High school football, high school basketball, we've seen it so many times, week to week, month to month. You can't compare common scores.
No, not at all.
Can't begin to do it. Team A beats B, B beats C, C beats A. It all happens in a 3-week span. And the Versailles Tigers have owned this game about as completely as you can own a first half. 20-0 Versailles. A defensive touchdown. A short drive for a TD to start the game. 32-yard march took less than 3 minutes. A long drive culminated by a 1-yard plunge by the quarterback Wendell. And then, as we alluded, Groh with the fumble recovery on defense for Versailles. He turned that into a 43-yard dash. Out pattern here to Webker inside the 45 of Versailles. Good throw. Meyer to him. Catch made. 43-yard line of Versailles. First and 10, Anna, down to 21.2 to go in the first half. 20-0 in favor of the Tigers. Travis Meyer in the spread. Deep drop, back in his own side of the field. Post pattern, middle. It is picked off, one-handed interception. Marker flies. Wendell snared it. Great catch by him playing center field at the 19. He ran it back to the 30, but I think Wendell may have committed a shove.
Yeah, he definitely did. That was a good call.
15-yard penalty now enables Anna to get even closer to the end zone with 13.6 to go in the second quarter. Oddly enough, Chuck, two predominantly running teams, yet we've had a handful of pass interference calls in this game.
Well, I mean, neither team's used to playing pass defense, I guess.
Maybe that's it. It's been unusual in that regard, for sure. Four receivers flanked, two each way for Meyer. Line of scrimmage, the 29. He shoots one toward the end zone. Open receiver, fingertip catch. It's good for a touchdown. Caleb Kaufman caught it. How about that? Wow, wide out Caleb Kaufman with a dazzling reception, 6 or 7 yards in the end zone. Chuck, you talk about a perfect throw, but Travis Meyer, he laid it right in the palms of the hands of Kaufman.
That was a perfect throw and a really nice catch, because that's not an easy catch.
And now, Chuck, we've got a ball game again. 20-6, extra point try coming. Ensley boots it, blocked. It was low. Versailles got a piece of it. From what we've seen so far this year, Chuck, it's not been a good start for high school clubs in the region on PATs.
We have not seen a lot of outstanding kickers, no.
And if I read the scoreboard right, Chuck, it's down to what? Does it say 3 seconds to go, 3.4?
Yeah, 3.4.
Wow, that touchdown reception, Meyer to Kaufman with 3.4 left in the second quarter, gets Anna on the board, 20-6 now.
Well, that does a lot for Anna in the locker room at halftime. They've got some of their spirit back up, so they can make some adjustments, really work on trying to slow down that misdirection that Versailles is running. And they got to be happy with the way they threw the ball right there. Little bit of, they were playing back preventive pass defense, but still, they threw it over the top of it, so maybe they need to throw it a little bit more.
Yeah, spot on, Chuck, with your comment. Anna now has got to be a little more enthusiastic, I would say, in the locker room at the halftime break. Big difference hanging your heads down 20-0 as opposed to coming off a touchdown last 3 seconds, second quarter, to make it 20-6.
Well, and the coaches are going to be in there telling them you gave them 14 points.
Right. Exactly. Kickoff by Anna to the 5. It bounced 3 or 4 times. Retrieved by Versailles. Way back inside the 10. Run back to the 15. Last few seconds, click off, and that's it. Yeah, we've got an interesting ball game in the second half, especially if Anna can force Versailles to punt it quickly early on in that third quarter. If the Rockets can get it back soon after play starts in the second half, get good field position, and get the first score of the final half to make it a 1-touchdown ball game, then the pressure may fall on the shoulders of the Versailles Tigers. But until the last few seconds, that first half was all Versailles. 20-6, our halftime score. Believe it or not, Chuck, 3 touchdowns in the final, what, just over a minute of the second
half? I think it was about a minute and 15 seconds.
How about that? 20-6, Tigers. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health coming up. We'll also hear from the second-year principal at Anna High School, Joel Stouter, and talk with the longtime 30-year athletic director at Anna, Mike Muehlfeld. That and more coming up at halftime. 20-6 for sales over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work.
work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat City Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Anna, Versailles 20, Anna 6, 20-6. The Versailles Tigers lead the Anna Rockets at the halftime break, although Versailles has dominated yardage and time of possession heavily through the first two quarters. Anna got the last and fourth touchdown of the first half, with 3-plus seconds remaining on a beautiful strike right down the middle of the field from the quarterback Travis Meyer to wideout Caleb Kaufman to give the Rockets something very positive to talk about at the intermission break. Just a moment ago, you heard from two of our newest underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Primary Eye Care Associates and Sydney Car Care. Thanks to both now on the web with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Primary Eye Care Associates and Sydney Car Care. Additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time, high-tech computer solutions. And the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And thanks to a couple new underwriting sponsors from Rushi, Ohio, here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Let's give shout-outs to both organizations, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Also proud sponsors of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Versailles Tigers marching band is tooting to the Anna side of the field right below us as we look from the east to the west. 20-6, our halftime score. Versailles Tigers lead the Anna Rockets. Chuck, it's time now for our Wilson Health halftime report. Numbers dominated thoroughly by the Versailles Tigers so far.
Yeah, they it's 11-3 in first downs. That's one of your keys. That touchdown, like you said, at the end of the half was huge for the Rockets. That's got to give them some confidence and momentum in the second half. Anna ran the ball 10 times for 33 yards. This is a team that's run for over 300 yards in a couple of games. They were 4 of 8 throwing the ball for 62 yards, 95 total yards, 3 first downs, turned the ball over twice, 2 big turnovers. Each one was worth 7 or 6 points for the Tigers. Versailles ran it 24 times for 135 yards. They were 2 of 4 throwing it for 9, 144 total yards, 11 first downs, and they turned the ball over once. The difference was they turned it over in the Anna end of the field.
Yep.
Anna kept turning it over in their own end of the field.
And blocking and tackling edge to Versailles. It looks like from tackle to tackle up front, Chuck, the Tigers are getting the leverage they want. They're getting up underneath the pads
right.
of the Anna Rockets and moving them off the line of scrimmage.
They're moving them back. They're doing a good job of getting into the seams. I think Anna's going to have to, they're going to have to throw the ball. They're going to be able to run it in the second half. They're going to have to complete some passes first.
That's our halftime report. Thanks so much to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which has been on the air with us now for 8 years. Wilson Health in Sydney, our halftime sponsor, 20-6 our score. For sales over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Banklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
So helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
A lot of gratitude to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, who, along with a number of other anchor sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, got us off the ground back in late 2007. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, formerly Wilson Memorial Hospital, and Wilson Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in Western Ohio, Sydney Body Car Star, Troy Body Car Star, on the web with us now for 8 years, Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly, and Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, and American Architectural Glass, formerly in Clayton, Ohio, now located in Fort Loramie. Chuck, thanks to Joe Neves, alongside some partial scores of games. These are second quarter scores. Bellefontaine beating Troy. It was 14-0 in the second quarter. Ken Barhorst of the Sydney Daily News has just texted us. It's 21-0 now. Bellefontaine over Troy. Franklin over Piqua, 15-0 in the second. Sydney and Carroll tied at 7 in the second. Marion Local and Coldwater locking horns tonight in an early season confrontation between those two. Zip-zip in the second. And Lehman 28-0 over Graham. From what we saw of Lehman last week, we figured Lehman Catholic will just surge right through that Northwest Central Conference this year.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I want to see them again because I don't think we saw the real Lehman team.
No.
They just looked like they were sleepwalking in that first quarter and a half. Got so far behind, and then they started playing with them, but it was way too late.
Yeah, speaking of sleepwalking, I think Anna showed some symptoms of that in the first, 15, 18 minutes of this game here tonight.
Well, the opening kick that he ran up on, hit him in the chest and bounced away from him, that started the momentum going towards Versailles. Hopefully for the Rockets and for us to see a good football game, that last drive, that last touchdown drive that cut it down to 14 might be what they needed to do to make it a game.
It is 20-6. Versailles leads Anna here at the half as the Anna High School marching band is strutting its stuff right in front of us facing the east side of Booster Field here at the moment. Coming up in a minute, we'll hear from the second-year principal at Anna High School, Joel Stouter, followed by athletic director Mike Muehlfeldt. Hey, some of you have heard of Brookins, for sure. Those of you who haven't, need to know that Brookins has been a long-time fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. Well, Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer, and you can talk to Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, we will feature the Sydney Yellow Jackets at home against Xenia. And then the following week, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, about whom we spoke just a moment ago, will be at home to take on a very athletic Lima Perry team. And we'll present that game to you in 2 weeks from tonight at Sydney Memorial Stadium, which is where we will be the next two Fridays, Chuck.
That's a nice, easy drive for me. The only problem is climbing all those stinking steps up to the press box.
It's a beautiful facility. And the height of the stands on the west side, Chuck, week one, might have enabled the game between Fort Recovery and Lehman to be played uninterrupted because the lightning on the horizon to the west simply couldn't be seen.
Well, we should have been so lucky.
We had a two-hour delay two Fridays ago before we finally got in that Minster-Fort Laramie game after midnight. The second-year principal at Anna High School is Joel Stouter. He's in year number two. And we have yet to introduce him to our scoresbroadcast.com listeners. I was in his office just yesterday and had the opportunity to sit down and chat with Joel Stouter, second-year principal at Anna.
Year number one is a very exciting year. It was fun to come home. We've lived in the Anna community for 9 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's fun and exciting to come home and actually get to improve the community in which we live in.
Sure.
I started my career as a teacher at my alma mater, Graham High School, and then after being there for a handful of years, transitioned to Ohio Heparin Career Center, where I spent a year in the classroom, and then I spent 9 additional years as an administrator and served in several different roles in administration, and then was blessed with the opportunity to transition to Anna High School.
Mm-hmm. What attracted you to this community?
Well, as I alluded to before, we live here. And I don't want to give the number of years, but my wife has been a teacher here for a while.
Yeah.
And after the first couple of years, she identified that not only was it an excellent school system, but it was an excellent community.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It would be a great place for us to raise our kids.
Yeah. Outstanding tradition, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
New academic initiatives here at Anna in your second year.
In our second year, it's been academically, I'm very proud to say that I'm a rocket. We have just recently learned that we are going to receive the 2016 Thomas Edison Award for Excellence in STEM Education and Student Research. Mm-hmm. A lot of that credit goes out to Vicki Quinner and our teaching staff, her colleagues, who provide opportunities for students to learn STEM education in not necessarily traditional ways. Also, very fun and exciting, in the process of developing a partnership with SME Prime to create a greater awareness of the manufacturing opportunities students have here in our area. So it in part, collaborates with our manufacturers, business and industry, to help students not only learn content in high school that can lead to credentialing, but also opens the door for a large population or portion of the employment options in our area.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned business
business and industry. Anna is blessed to have excellent partners close by.
Absolutely. We're very fortunate right here in the village of Anna. We have Wells Brothers. I'm not going to lie, our favorite place to stop on Friday nights probably Trackside Treats. The kids certainly like the Dole Whip there. And then, you know, not too far from the village is the great Honda plant. So very fortunate that we have not only large-scale manufacturers in business and industry, but then we have still a lot of smaller businesses, different places you can get your hair cut or even get a bouquet of flowers right here in Anna. So,
highlight the opportunities for Anna students to earn college credit while completing their sophomore, junior, and senior years here at Anna High School.
We have different opportunities within College Credit Plus. We have options where we have agreements with Edison State as well as Rhodes State that students can take classes while they're in high school, while they're in our hallways, and earn dual credit for not only high school but also a college transcript credit. Then we have other students that opt to go down to Edison State and which they enroll in their courses and also earn college credit in that fashion.
Class is underway for just a few weeks now. Things going smoothly here in fall of 2016?
Well, knock on wood, things are going almost too smooth. The weather's been great, a little hot, but most certainly academically I feel we're starting out very strong.
Joel Stouter, second year high school principal at Anna High School. Very pleased to have had the opportunity to talk with him yesterday. 20-6, our halftime score. Versailles leads Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Mike Muehlfeld, the athletic director at Anna High School for 30 years now, had the pleasure of joining him yesterday, and he mentioned the growth and success in fall sports at Anna High School here in 2016.
We're off to a good start as far as fall sports. A lot of success individually in some sports that have individual competition and in the team sports. Our girls soccer program is undefeated, has a real big match tonight. This is Thursday against LCC. Both are tied for first place with Lehman Catholic in the WSL Soccer League. Mike Knowles, a first-year coach there for us, and he has coached some select teams in the Anna community over the past few years. So we're real happy with Mike and the progress of the girls soccer program so far.
Good.
The golf team, boys golf team, is coached by Brandon Cobb. This is Brandon's fourth year, I believe, of heading our golf program. They're undefeated in the Shelby County League and have a big match tonight as well, Thursday against Fairlawn, who's a second-place team in the league. And this would give the golf team, if we can win tonight against Fairlawn, give us a little cushion going into the league tournament in another week. Volleyball program is coached by Kelly Zumberger. This is Kelly's fourth or fifth season with us. She graduated a lot of kids off last year's regional team and kind of off to a slow start, but had a real big win this past Tuesday against Rushi in the league. And I think they have four or five losses, but I just looked and I think three of those losses are to three teams in the top five in Division IV in volleyball. Jackson, Fort Laramie, and I can't think of the other one right off the top of my head. Norwalk St. Paul, who we played in the Lehman Invitational last weekend. So, cross country, Dean Stewart's our coach there. Dean's got 30 plus years in. Boys' program is real strong. They've won several invitationals or finished second. They were state qualifiers, a team last year, and a lot of those kids are back. So Dean always seems to have a knack for getting kids to peak at the right time of year, come tournament and through the regionals to the state meets. So we're expecting big things out of the boys' cross-country program. Our girls' numbers are a little down. And then we've got the football program with second-year coach Nick Marino. A year ago we were sitting 0-2 at this time, playing a lot of young kids, starting 8 or 9 sophomores, and the kids did a great job in the off season with strength and conditioning. And I think the second year of the program being implemented, obviously they're reasons why we're 2-0 at this time and looking for a big game tomorrow night versus Versailles.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a continued work as athletic director at Anna agrees with you very much. You're out of the classroom now. You are able to commit every minute of every day to the AD job.
And it seems like that. Fall's a very busy time because there are five different sports going on, and it's inside and outside. You know, basketball's busy, but you're inside and you're in the gym. So we got a lot of facilities to manage and obviously different events, and I do enjoy it. And this is my 30th year as AD at Anna, and it is much easier than it was a couple of years ago when I was carrying about a half-day classroom load and was coaching varsity baseball as well in the spring. So, I enjoy it. I don't think I get to enjoy it sometimes till the seasons are over because I'm scrambling a little bit. But it's good. It's good. I enjoy it.
Mike Muehlfeld, athletic director at Anna the last 30 years. He alluded to big contests last night for the Anna girls soccer team and the boys golf team. Each one, girls soccer won, boys golf won, and they both remain undefeated.
Nice.
Both of those fall sports teams at Anna unbeaten so far throughout the campaign here this fall.
Well, the administrative part of being an athletic director is time-consuming and daunting. I don't know how they do it and carry the load that he did before the last couple of years when he just moved over just to be the athletic director.
Kickoff by Anna to start the second half is returned from the 13 to the 28 by Versailles. First and 10 Tigers, short of their own 30. Versailles leads 20-6 over Anna. Oh, you're so right, Chuck. At times, the athletic directors, they're squeezing blood out of a turnip to get extra minutes in the day to get the job completely done.
Well, I mean, you've got to assign the officials. You've got to make sure you got everything covered there. You got to have people with concessions. It's a big time job.
Detail, detail, detail.
That's the fact.
From short of the 30, Tigers have it first and 10. And it is a handoff on the play by the quarterback, Wendell, to the first man through. Groh squirms ahead for a yard and a half, and that's it. New line of scrimmage marked for play at the 32-yard line. Maybe 2.5. Second down, 7.5 to go for a first down for the Versailles Tigers. 30 seconds into the third quarter. Important series for Anna's defense, Chuck.
Oh, big. They need not only to try to keep them from scoring, but it'd be good if they could keep them back here and get some kind of good field position.
Righto. Uh-oh, we've got a loose ball. Fumble on the handoff by Wendell to either Groh or McElhenney, but the Tigers jump on it very quickly. May have heard in the background the Anna Rocket fans say, uh-oh, and Anna dive for it. Versailles got there first. Tigers recovery. But it's a loss on the play of a little bit. So it's third and about 9 to go for a first down from the Tigers 30. A minute and 20 seconds into the third quarter, 20-6, the Tigers lead. Well, Rockets need a stop here on third down in the worst way. Wendell back at his 25 to throw. It's an out and up down the near sideline. Leaping long for the football is the Tiger receiver at the 32, but he can't reach it. Very good coverage by Kaufman of Anna. It was thrown to Keaton McElhenney. Kaufman, who caught the touchdown pass for Anna late in the second quarter, was stride for stride with McElhenney on that play.
McElhenney used his hand to push off, too. That got him the... it's hard to do this when you've only got four officials out there, five officials.
Here's the punt by Versailles. Steinbrenner from a 16 booms it to the Anna 29. Return underway for about 7 yards, maybe 8 to the 37. And that's where the Rockets start. First down, 10 yards to go. Pretty good field position. Start to the second half for Anna is what the Rockets would have ordered, I think.
Well, I would love to see some kind of a play-action first down pass here.
Well, let's check out this first play and see if Coach Nick Marino was listening into you, Chuck. Snap back to Meyer. And Meyer with a handoff and a sweep around left end. It goes for some nice real estate. It's a 12-yard gainer up over the 45 to the 50. Riley Uhlskamp has got quick feet. Got the edge turn, Chuck. Nice dance by him for a dozen.
Or I'd run the sweep for 11 yards. Either one of those are effective.
In hindsight, Chuck, you made a good call.
That was the call I would have made.
Gain of 11, first and 10 from the 49. And the quarterback, Meyer, faked it. He skipped across the 50, cut back and dropped it, put it on the ground. Did I see a marker go to the turf, Chuck?
I didn't see a marker. I'm trying to catch a number because
Anna somehow miraculously recovered the football.
Isaac Dodds fell on it, and that was crucial right there.
I think it was Meyer who wound up keeping it, was it not?
Yeah, he kept it and got the ball stripped.
He did register 5 yards on the play, second and five from the Versailles 46. We played 2.5 minutes here in the third quarter, 20-6 in favor of Versailles. We scored the first 3 touchdowns to the game. Then Anna got one with just over 3 seconds to go in the second quarter. Versailles with 7 defenders in the box. Rockets run it. Uhlskamp is met solidly at the 44. He fumbles forward, and it is an Anna recovery again, Chuck.
That time it was Trey Cates who jumped on it. This is kind of a scary offense, but they're getting 4 and 5 yards at a time.
I don't think Coach Nick Marino's got a play called fumble forward.
The fumble rooski.
Here is Meyer trying to sneak it on 3rd and 1 from the Versailles 42. And there is a stack of humanity, 20 players on top of each other, a total stalemate. Right at the first down marker of the 41-yard line.
Not sure why they held up the whistle that long, but
and
the first down.
It is judged to be a first down, 1 yard gain. That's what Anna needed. New line of scrimmage, the Tigers 41. Rockets need to take whatever time is required to get a touchdown on this drive. If it requires 4 or 5 minutes to punch it in from here, do whatever it takes. Snap back to Travis Meyer. Meyer gives to Uhlskamp. He reverses his field, swept right in, then back to the left. Look at him go. Blazing speed. Uhlskamp at the 25, the 20. Being chased at the 15. Rammed out of bounds right at the 10. We heard about Uhlskamp's quick legs. Wow. He has got some blinding speed, Chuck. He turned on the afterburners once he got to space, and he outran 5 or 6 Tigers.
Tell you what, and this is how you get big plays in running. Wyatt Bensman did a great job of blocking and without holding.
Here is Meyer. Good fake in the offensive backfield. He keeps, lugs it around left end. Tigers, though, are not fooled. They jam him out of bounds at the sideline at the 8 or 9. Gain of 2. Was it deemed to be a goal-to-go situation, Chuck, at
yes.
10?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's goal-to-go now from the 8. Very critical drive for the Anna Rockets starting the second half. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, 20-6 for Sales. Snap to Meyer. Meyer reads. Delayed handoff to Uhlskamp, and he's being tracked down in the offensive backfield. The Versailles Tigers with quick penetration. Uhlskamp got the ball from Meyer, turned upfield, and guess what, Chuck? There were 3 orange helmets right in his path. You talk about diagnosing a play.
Well, I mean, even the 32-yard run was a reverse.
Yes.
The hole was not there.
Right.
And he did a great job of making something out of it.
He couldn't on that one, though. Lost a 2 to the 10, 3rd and goal. Meyer looks into the flat, throws to a receiver at the 7 or 8 yard line, in his hands and out. He was well covered on the play. It was Trey Cates in the vicinity for the Versailles Tigers.
Well,
it was a linebacker, Johnny Mormon. He would have made the tackle at the 5 or 6.
And that was a typical thing for a receiver. As soon as the ball got close to his hands, he started to look up to see where he could go and didn't look it in.
I agree with you.
But you're right. He wasn't going to get anything out of that.
No. 4th and goal for Anna from the Versailles 10 in the spread. 4 receivers flanked 2 each way. Here's Meyer at the 16, looking. Bullet pass over the middle. It's in the end zone. Receiver can't get it, but there are two penalty markers. And it may be judged that Colin Webker was sandwiched by the two safeties of the Versailles Tigers.
It looked like one of them grabbed him too early, had both arms around his waist. I don't think I've ever seen this many pass interference calls in a high school game.
No, Chuck, I don't know how many forward passes total we've had, but I bet, a third of them anyway.
Well, we got 12, and that's at least the third, maybe the fourth pass interference.
Every third pass is triggering a penalty marker.
That's pretty good offense.
You're right. Yeah, if you can predict it to happen that way. So it is half the distance to the goal from the 10 to the 5. It's still fourth down. Anna rolls Meyer out to the right. The quarterback loops in the end zone. He's got a receiver 3 or 4 yards deep. He catches in the field of play for a touchdown. Oh, a pretty sprint out to the right by Meyer.
Cates made the catch.
Cates on the dead run. And it was Cates all the way. He was the hot receiver. Meyer drifted that direction. And Cates beat the cornerback to the sideline. Cates caught the ball with 2 feet in, a step before hitting the boundary. Well done by Travis Meyer. And it's 20-12. This is a significant extra point try here by Inslee. So far in this game, the two teams combined up to this point, 2 of 4 on PATs. Ball snapped back. The kick by Inslee doesn't even get off the ground. Slammed to the turf right away by Versailles. It's blocked. The score remains 20-12, 7:23 to go third quarter. Tigers lead by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Well, we played 4.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Anna has scored the last 2 touchdowns and made this game very interesting. Kickoff return for Sales from the 8, and it's a good zigzag return. Jitterbagging up over the 30 is the return man for the Versailles Tigers, and he did a splendid job. Wow.
Sam, is it Bargy?
Yeah, Sam Bargy.
Bargy.
Marvelous bring back of the kickoff. Looked like he might be hemmed in inside the 20, Chuck. And good balance. Looked like he should be a member of, was it Dancing with the Stars? Very good return. Excellent job by him. Bargy brought it back to the 33. First and 10 Tigers, who lead by 8. Handoff goes to Groh. And he tries the left side of the Versailles Tigers offensive line and squeezes out 2 or 3.
I like the way he keeps his feet moving. It should have been 2 or 3, but he ended up getting almost 5.
Yep, he got every bit of 4 on the play. And I love his patience when he's behind blockers and when he gets a little crease.
He's got a heck of a stride.
Yes.
He's an impressive young man.
Uh-huh.
What grade's he in?
That's a good question. Let me check and see. He is a 5'9", 155-pound junior.
There you
and he
go.
Plays way bigger than that. Strong, good balance. And we've seen him go wide and look a little bit like Ryan Uhlskamp of Anna on a couple sweeps.
Yeah.
6:45 left to go in the third quarter. It is 20-12 in favor of Versailles. Momentary delay as the Tigers face a 2nd and 6.
Got an equipment problem. They tried to fix it on the field, and he had to come off.
Trey Cates to the sideline for Anna. Tigers, Wendell under center. man in motion across the formation. Oh, the Anna Rockets storm across the line of scrimmage and slow down that run play before it gets started. Austin Foth, with number 11 on his back, made the initial hit. Forward progress, no gain. Third and a little more than five for Versailles at the 38. This is an important play for Anna's defense again. Anna forced to punt on Versailles' first possession, third quarter. Rockets want to do the same right here. Half the quarter gone. 20-12 Versailles. Wendell communicating in the offensive backfield, the play call, under center. Man in motion across the formation. Oh, it's a counter. Look out. Anna snuffs it out. It's a loss of five. As Grisis was drilled behind the line of scrimmage, fourth and nine for Versailles at the 35-yard line.
That was a very slow developing play that time.
Tell you what, the Rockets seem to have slowly but surely gone to school on defense against the Versailles run. Punt formation, Steinbruner with the wind. It's a sailor, far side, Webker, 25, dropped it, got it back, pedaled up to the 27. He's tripped up right there. So the Anna Rockets down by eight have the football with 5:13 remaining here in the third quarter.
Well, you can watch film of a team, and you can have your scout team run what they run, but I promise you, Anna's scout team does not run the Versailles offense as well as the Versailles offense team runs it, and that's one of the things you run into. You can't simulate something you just don't see a lot.
Exactly right. Here is Travis Meyer offensively for Anna. The quarterback hands it off on the play. Ball carrier trying to swerve around left end. It's Hillscamp. He's toppled at the 37. He did wedge out about four. Anna has learned on defense over the course of this game, having slowed down the Versailles run the first two series of the second half. Anna trying to make something happen now and register a third straight touchdown in this game. Read by Meyer in the offensive backfield. Kept it. Thought about delivering it to Hulskamp. Didn't. And rode the ball over his right guard for maybe a yard and a half. It's third down and 3.5 to go for a first down at the Anna 40. If you make 2.5 or 3 yards here, Chuck, you maybe go for it. If you don't get anything, you punt.
I don't know. I think if it's fourth down where they are, they have to punt.
Uh-oh, Versailles smells it out. It's a sweep to Hulskamp, and he snowed under on a hot, humid night here in Anna.
If you're still down two scores, you might think about it, but no, you need to punt it out of there and keep playing defense.
No gain there, and you don't even have a choice.
No.
Fourth down, 3 yards to go from the Anna 40. 3:47 and counting left here in the third quarter. Now the Rockets have sent Inslee back 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He's in a short punt formation. Versailles,
wow,
not thinking that Anna would boot it for sure, sent nobody downfield. The ball was hiked to Inslee. Inslee took advantage. The punt and the roll travel to the 12-yard line of the Tigers.
Well, that kind of boggles my mind a little bit. I'm not sure what Versailles was thinking, having nobody back.
Maybe at least one?
Yeah, I have somebody back.
Well, Anna is able to pin the Versailles Tigers into a hole offensively here. 3:28 to go, third quarter, 20-12. Versailles leads Anna. What was fast becoming a rout in the second quarter is now a tight football game. Anna down, 1 8-point score. End sweep, right side. Good coverage by the Rockets, who twist the ball carrier to the turf at the 14-yard line. He might be shaken up. Down goes Grow.
Oh, that's not good.
Uh-uh. Looks like a knee. Open field tackle by Anna. It appeared to be Austin Haynes who knocked the ball carrier off his pins after he gained a yard and a half. That was it. And we've got shaking a player down on the field, and a timeout will ensue. An opportunity for us to tell you all about Barker Insurance. Denny Barker and his sons have the top flight insurance agency in the region, according to newspapers in the area and the surveys they've done. Barker is the most valued insurance agency in this West Central Ohio region. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, having earned a reputation second to none. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. 492-1857.
Looked like an ankle.
Yep, and Groh was helped off to the far side. I would question whether he could return.
He didn't look like he was going to put any weight on it.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Versailles with a second and nine from its own 12-yard line. Wendell is back. It is four to throw. Rifles one, middle of the field. Jump ball at the 35-yard line. And it is knocked to the turf. Wow. Excellent try by Versailles.
Caleb Kaufman did a nice job because that Orange is a big kid, and he wrestled it away from him. He knocked it to the ground.
Yeah, A.J. Orange, 6'2", 210, a junior, had a very good shot at it. He might have had the best angle on that jump ball, but as you said, good late coverage by Anna to deny the reception. So it's third down for the Versailles Tigers. Nine to go for a first down. Huge play here. Ball for Versailles at about its own 13. Wendell, draw play. Inside handoff. Some running room at the 15, the 20. Out across the 25 and a first down with 5 yards to spare. And the late marker, another one flies in. Personal foul, no doubt, against Anna. And that was a huge run on the play by Sam Bargie of the Versailles Tigers. A couple Rockets guilty of plowing into him out of bounds. A third down run, Chuck, of 14, and then tack on the penalty.
Yeah, that was a nice call. Well-designed draw play that time. And that hole was wide open.
It sure was.
I could have gotten two.
Excellent call. Even better execution. And then add to it frustration by Anna for giving up the first down. They drill the ball carrier out of bounds. And the football goes from the 13 all the way to the 41. It winds up being a 28-yard play in total. Under center, Wendell. He's got a screen man open in the flat. He catches at the 38. Scampers up over the 40 to the 44.
That was the first down of the second half for Versailles.
Yes, it was, Chuck. Bird, a good tackle for Anna in open field to prevent the receiver from getting even more yards. He did nudge his way up ahead for 4 to the 45. Second and 6 for Sales. Tiger 45. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Tigers up 8. Inside handoff, Wendell. Great blocking at the point of attack. Beyond the linebackers goes the ball carrier, and he's flattened at the 45. Boy, Webker put a jolt.
They did.
On the ball carrier, whose number I could not pick up, Chuck. I thought for a minute it was Garrett Thompson. Another Tiger ailing on the ground back at the 46. 2:01 left in the third quarter of play. And when action resumes, Versailles will have a first down, Chuck. Should the chain be advanced forward?
Yeah, it's first down.
Yep. It'll be a first down at the Anna 44. Timeout on the field. Let's take a break. Tigers up 8, 20-12 over Anna late in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
First and 10, Tigers, and a 44. It's a sweep right in. No, it's a pass. And the ball is tossed downfield inside the 20, incomplete.
Well covered. I mean, that was a sweep pass, and Anna did not bite on it. They did a nice job.
It was a toss sweep. It appeared initially to Garrett Thompson, and he lofted the ball down the field. And it was no good, overthrown inside the 25. Joe Neves, Chuck, has just pointed out to us that Troy has rebounded from a 21-0 deficit to tie Bell Fountain, 28-28, fourth quarter.
All right, Matt Burbacher.
Wow, what a turnaround in that game.
Hey, being a pickle coach, I had trouble rooting for Troy, but Matt's such a nice guy.
Sure is. Minute 51 to go in the third. Tigers on second and 10, run, right tackle. Pickup of 3 to the 40. That was a little bit of a gamble on first down to throw. Head coach Adam Miller, Chuck of Versailles, figured he could catch Anna by surprise.
Right.
It didn't happen.
No, they did a nice job. He stayed right where he belonged. It's assignment football, and if you can do that, you're effective.
And after a short advance of 4 on second down, a run play for the Tigers, it's 3rd and 6 from the Anna 40. A couple of big plays coming up here. We approach the final minute of the third quarter. Versailles leads 20-12. Three down linemen for Anna. It's a sweep left end. Tigers try to get the corner turned. Anna knocks the ball carrier to the deck at the 36 or 37. Or Webker with a textbook tackle. A good 3 yards shy of the first down marker. Versailles in four down territory, Chuck.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If they had been stuffed there, I think they might have gone ahead. But the way he kicks the football, it just probably would have been into the end zone anyway.
Right.
The kid's got a real foot.
Grice is the ball carrier. Last play for Versailles. Met well by Webker to set up a 4th and 3. Tigers go for it. And a 37. Here's a handoff right up the gut. Oh, it's a first down. Charging ahead, Garrett Thompson. A formidable run by him. He kept the legs churning. It was going to be a first down or else for him on that play, and he got it done to the Anna 30. That play right there, symbolistic of the way Versailles dominated the first quarter and a half of this game. Movement up front, Anna might have been offsides, or did Versailles draw the Rockets? Yep, that's the call. Goes against the white shirts. And we are down to, what, Chuck, 5 seconds to go, third quarter?
Yep, that's it.
Official start the clock. Versailles with a 1st and 15 upcoming from the Anna 35 when play resumes, opening the fourth, 20-12. Versailles over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North Northwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton Main Campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Big series of plays coming up now. First and 15 for Versailles. And here is a handoff in the offensive backfield. And with great penetration, pursuit, tackle made. Back at the 39, it's a loss. Keaton McElhaney tried to get the corner turned. And he had to circle the wagons, Chuck, in the offensive backfield. And it throws him for a loss. So a 5-yard penalty on Versailles, a pre-snap foul, then a negative play. And it's second down and 19 for Versailles. Keep an eye on that draw play, which the Tigers successfully pulled out of the hat on their last possession. Four down linemen for Anna. Inside handoff for Sales. Ball carrier is met at the line of scrimmage. Tries to stay afloat and pop it wide. He springs in that direction, but Anna's all over him. Caleb Kaufman in there on the tackle. He's played a splendid game. Kaufman for Anna, Chuck.
Yeah, no doubt.
Line of scrimmage is the 38. Versailles continues to go in reverse. Third down and very close to 20 needed for a first down at the Anna 38-yard line. You'd have to think, Chuck, if Versailles didn't get a big bite out of the 19 yards here, they might cough and corner the punt.
Yeah, I mean, get them back, play defense.
Wendell, deep drop. It is at the 47 of Anna. Looks to heave one. Now he dances out of the pocket. Throws it cross field. It's deflected. Popped into the air. And it is picked off. On the rebound, Anna caught it. And guess who? We've been talking about him all night long, Chuck. Caleb Kaufman, number 5.
He's getting himself a real close to a nice Clancy's meal.
Well, that's one of those throws, Chuck. You roll to the left. You throw back against your body, against the grain, late over the middle, and bad things happen.
Exactly. Yeah, that didn't have a prayer.
Uh-uh. And a possession. Rockets 25, down by 8, 20 to 12. 10:27 to go in the fourth quarter. In what has turned out to be an exciting football game. It's a one-score differential. Travis Meyer wants to throw deep. Fires out pattern. Wide open man way up at the 42. To the 44 the play goes. Austin Haynes has got it. And it's a 19-yard pickup on first down. A strike by Meyer, who could have eaten his lunch in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, they're doing a much better job of protecting him right now.
First and 10, Rockets, 44 of Anna. 10 minutes to go in the game. Versailles up by 8. Travis Meyer, the quarterback, looks at head coach Nick Marino near sideline. And with hieroglyphics, the play comes in from the bench. Here is a handoff on the play to the first man through, who rips ahead to the 50-yard line. I believe it was Riley Uhlskamp. Yep. He's run inside, he's gone wide, and we have got another young man shaken up on his back at the 48-yard line, 5-yard pickup on that effort by Hillscamp. When play resumes, it'll be second down and 5 or 6 to go for Anna at the Rockets 48 with 9:47 to go in the fourth quarter, and Versailles leading 20-12. Don't miss out now on big furniture savings, high-quality furniture, too, at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, just west of I-75. For your convenience, take advantage of the Goffney Design Center and room planning service as well. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings at Goffney. Go to the website for added dollars off at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Plus five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Marion Local and Coldwater locked in a good one, 14-10. Marion Local leads Coldwater halftime. I can't recall, Chuck, when the last time that game was played without a field goal being made. Those two teams always adept at special teams, and 40-yard field goals are usually well within the range of kickers on those two squads.
Well, they have every phase of the game. That's why they have all those great big trophies in their trophy case.
Coldwater state champs last year in Division 5. Fort Recovery won it in 7. Marion Local came awful close to winning it in D6 a year ago. On this hot, humid night here in Anna, we've had our share of players getting nicked up, that's for certain. And another one is down near midfield at the moment. Don't forget next week, Xenia at Sydney. Kickoff time is at 7. We begin our online webcast coverage next Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com at 6:35. Same time the following week in Northwest Central Conference play when Lima Perry plays at Lehman Catholic. And both of those contests are at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. And again, another Tiger player being helped off to the far sideline. The first one earlier was George Crow, the outstanding ball carrier. Excuse me. And I'm not sure if this was... I'm not going to chance the number because I don't know for certain.
I got it. It was Johnny Mormon, number 27.
It was 27. I thought it was 2-7. Second and 6. Anna with play action for Meyer. He wants to throw. Arches it downfield for Webker on the dead run at the 20. No good. Incomplete. A little out in front. Too far. Again, a little hand fighting going on down around the waist between defender and receiver. Well, we've seen that repeatedly tonight, and that's been called a foul once or twice. So it's third down for Anna, 6 to go for a first down at the Rockets 49, 9:37 to go in the fourth quarter, 20-12 Versailles leads. Two receivers to the left for Travis Meyer. Not much pressure from Versailles. A late dump over the middle by Meyer at the feet of the intended receiver, Kaufman, at the 46. Had the ball been knee-high, he might have been able to have clutched it for a 5 or 6 yard gain close to a first down. Moot point. It was thrown low, and now Anna's got a 4th and 6 to consider. 20-12 in favor of Versailles. Anna lines up as if the Rockets will go for it on 4th down here. Each team with 3 timeouts remaining. Travis Meyer is in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The Anna quarterback takes the snap, a drop to the 40, looks near sideline. Receiver at the 41 leaps high in the air, off the palms of his hands, out of bounds. Wendell on the coverage of Colin Webker, and Versailles takes over the football with very good field position.
Well, that's why the head coaches make the huge money in high school, because that call was not something that I think I would have done. You're on your own 49. You pin them back. You're playing great defense in this half. I'm not sure why you want to give them that field.
I think the factor here, Chuck, is the clock. 9.5 to go.
Plenty of time.
If it's 3.5 to go, you know, maybe you go for it. But at 9.5, that's a difficult decision to make. Anna elected to go for it on 4th down, and the Rockets turned the ball over. Here's a sweep to the right. It is McElDowney trying to blast his way around the corner. He's subdued at the 46-yard line by green shirts. In there on the tackle for Anna, Luke Cantrell. The linebackers played well tonight. 2nd and 7 for Versailles from the Anna 46. 9 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter of this game. Tigers lead the Rockets 20-12. for Sales to the line of scrimmage. Wendell under center. Single wing look. Man in motion. Inside handoff. Trudging for two or three more. The Versailles ball carrier to the 43. Garrett Thompson drove for a few more yards. Setting up a third and three to go for Versailles. 42-yard line of Anna. Again, each team with three timeouts remaining. Versailles utilizing plenty of scoreboard clock on this possession so far. Two conservative running plays. A lot of time spent in the huddle. Play clock at 15. Versailles breaks to the line of scrimmage. Wendell under center. Play clock at 8. Lines are down. 3rd and 3. Inside handoff and squirting ahead to the 40. 37 is the ball carrier for Versailles. And he's got the first down with a few to spare. I believe it was Garrett Thompson who churned yards for a 6-yard pickup. And from the 36 of Anna, it's a 1st and 10 for the Tigers. Boy, thinking back to that 4th down play call by Anna, that was a real difficult decision to make. And with over 9 minutes to go, some so-called experts out there might have said, punt it, back up Versailles. Others might have said, gamble, take the risk. Our defense has stopped them well here in the second half. Here's Versailles on 1st down, getting good blocking and outstanding forward momentum on that running play. Inside the 30, close to a 1st down at the end of 28 or 29. 2nd and 2 for Versailles. Line of scrimmage, the 28. And that was number 10 on his back. Grace is on that carry. 2nd and a couple for Versailles. Has worked a lot of time off the clock here, Chuck. Does that say 6:48 or 8:48? 6:48. So an over 3-minute drive already. Uh-oh, lost football on the exchange. But Wendell covers it up right now. He turned to 2nd and 2, though, into a 3rd and 4. Line of scrimmage, the 29 of Anna. Call it more like 3rd and 3. Loss of 1 on the play. Well, Versailles took over the football with just under 10 minutes to play, about 9:40 or so. And the Tigers have worked it down to near 6 minutes. And you hope Anna, in the end, Chuck, doesn't regret that decision not punting and backing Versailles up.
Well, I mean, if they stop him on this drive, they're still going to have a lot of field to have to cover.
Yes, plenty of real estate to negotiate. And then you've got to make a 2-point conversion after the touchdown.
That might be easier than the kick.
You're right. Here is Wendell under center on 3rd and 3. 29-yard line of Versailles. Inside handoff, pile driving his way, goes the ball carrier. He is met solidly inside the 29 at the 28, a yard short of a 1st down. Minimal gain, about 1.5 yards of the 3 yards needed were picked up. That was Garrett Thompson again, and with Groh on the sideline, Thompson has commanded the workhorse duties for the Versailles Tigers in the rushing attack. 4th down and pretty close to 2 yards to go. Every bit of 5 feet needed for Versailles at the Anna 28 with 5:16 to go in the game. Enormous play for Anna's defense. 2 tight ends. We got a mix-up in the offensive backfield. The quarterback and intended ball carrier bump. Anna gets penetration and makes the tackle at the 31. How about that?
Well, they got the stop.
They got the stop, Chuck, but lost almost 5 minutes. Versailles held onto the football from just under 10 to play all the way down to 5:07.
Yeah, this is going to be a crucial series right here.
Yeah, Anna just about has to put points on the board on this drive and get a 2-point conversion. Rockets to the line of scrimmage after holding Versailles on downs. 1st and 10, Anna at the Rockets 30. Rockets defense has shut out Versailles in this half. Here's Meyer. Short drop, looking, belatedly scrambles. Far side, still behind the line. Eludes tacklers, fires very late over the middle. Caught at the 43. Wow. Travis Meyer was Mr. Houdini on that play. Thank goodness his offensive line stayed home and protected.
I was getting ready to say that and did not go downfield. Because that's something that offensive linemen have a tendency to do when they see a run.
Inside handoff Rockets, and a late lurch forward by Yuleskamp. A lunge to the 49. The pass play had gone to the 44, first and 10 at second and 5, shy of the 50. We'll keep an eye on the clock for you. 4.5 to go in the game. Versailles up 8. Each team with 3 timeouts remaining, according to the scoreboard. 2 receivers far left for Travis Meyer in the spread. Has a man open in the flare pattern. Oh, it's popped up in the air by a defensive lineman and picked off by Versailles at the 35 of the Rockets. Boy, there have been some excellent defensive plays in this game. One turned in by Groh, a fumble recovery in midair, a 43-yard touchdown for Versailles. Maybe none bigger than that one, though, which might have sealed Anna's fate. We think it was 67 for Versailles. Heitkamp on the deflection and the interception in the offensive backfield.
That was pretty darn impressive.
Phenomenal play by a defensive lineman. That's a dream come true for Jacob Heitkamp. 6'5", 205, a senior. And he will be talking about tonight's game and that interception by him for a long, long time. And here's a sweep to the right end. Ball carrier for Versailles. Heading to the boundary. Doesn't go out of bounds. Tigers want to keep him in the field of play. He does just that. No gain. We're down to 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Heitkamp with the deflection. Got the rebound in midair. Maybe by the time he's 65, Chuck, it'll be an interception, and he took it back all the way to the end zone.
As long as all his teammates are gone before he is. That was a swing pass that was actually going to be wide open. Heitkamp saved him.
Exactly. The play was there for Anna. If Meyer can just get it up over Heitkamp at 6'5", and he just didn't think that the Versailles lineman had the angle nor the height to get a mitt on the football. Versailles running it for a small advance inside the 30 of Anna to the 29. And we've got third down and 4 to go for a first down. Precious time off the clock. 3:12 to go in the fourth. 20-12. Versailles leads Anna.
Yeah, if they stop them here for fourth down, they need to call a timeout. They can't let that clock run all the way down.
Line of scrimmage just inside the 30 of the Rockets. 4 yards needed for a first down. Tigers can run a couple more plays here. And in the offensive backfield, the ball carrier is subdued, breaks one tackle, gets away, finally met and dropped. Good penetration with the Rockets. I don't think Versailles really cared. That ball wound up in the hands of the ball carrier, who was thrown for a loss. The clock worked its way down to 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And then I think the Anna Rockets have utilized the timeout.
Well, they need to, yes. Yep.
So the play goes for a minus 4. It'll be fourth and about 7 for Versailles when play resumes. 2:40 left to go in the game. Tigers up 8, 20-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, the Versailles Tigers, Chuck, have a decision to make here on 4th and 7. Can you punt the football, keep it in the field of play, back Anna up inside the 15 or 10? Or do you go for it on 4th and 7 from the Anna 29, or I should say from the Anna 32, which is what it appears the Tigers have elected to do. Versailles needs 7 and 4th down, up 8 points. Deep drop to Wendell, looking, scrambling out of the pocket, throws on the run. It's a wounded duck. It is popped up in the air by Anna at the 15, and it's a good thing the Rockets didn't intercept. The Rockets would have lost about 18, 19 yards of field position had they gone to the ground after picking it off at the 15. Because the ball now is marked for play out at the 33, where the Tigers turn it over on downs with 2:33 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Wendell throws some scary passes when he's on the run.
Yeah, he sure has. And yeah, that's one where I think at some point you make the decision to just take off and run with it. Travis Meyer now must execute the 2.5-minute drill. Deep drop at the 25. He's being harassed. Late pitch over the middle. Receiver Webker at the 40. Looks like he was held. Here comes a marker.
Absolutely a good call.
Tell you what, Chuck, there has been a propensity by both teams deep downfield to try to perform man-on-man coverage, and it's been a little dicey.
Well, Wendell that time was beaten on the slant, and he probably did a good job of reaching out and grabbing him, because if he didn't, that might have been 6.
And you know what? You've just made a great observation. Because the penalty, unlike the NFL,
yeah, you're going 15 yards,
is back from the line of scrimmage, 15 ahead. If it's the Jets and Bengals or Browns and Eagles in their opener, that foul goes all the way over to about the 40-yard line in Versailles territory. Nonetheless, Anna's got it out at their own 47 with 2:26 to go, down by 8 points, 1st and 10. Snap to Travis Meyer. Oh, here comes blitz pressure. Meyer with a late screen over the middle. Nobody home. And Travis Meyer was fortunate, Chuck, that he threw that ball into an empty area of green grass. There is a marker down.
Well, I'm not sure how the guy on that side, who is influenced like crazy by the coaching staff of Versailles, could say there was nobody in the middle of the field, because there was. He threw it about 15 yards over his head. But they did have a receiver there.
And we've got a step-off upcoming against the Anna Rockets.
Ineligible downfield, okay.
Lyman may have drifted downfield too far. And it was a very late throw by Meyer, who had retreated a good 12 to 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So it is 1st and 15 for Anna back at the 42-yard line. Here comes pressure from the outside by Versailles. Here's a throw into the right flat. Nobody there for Anna. It was thrown in front of Colin Webker beyond Cates at the 50. Meyer may have triggered that ball, Chuck, a split second sooner than he would have liked.
Well, he had a lot of pressure on him again there. Somebody's running free on the last two plays.
2:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Second down and 15 for Anna at the Rockets 44. Versailles leads 20-12. Anna missed both PATs here in this game. That's why we've got the 8-point spread. Versailles, 2 out of 3 tonight. Here comes pressure again from the outside by the Tigers. Meyer steps up in the pocket, loops it near side, in the hands of Webker at the 50 and out. It would have been a 7-yard gain. He was going to get cracked right away had he put that ball away in his midsection.
Yeah, but a catch there makes this an easier call on third down.
You're right. It would have been a more manageable next play. Yes. Line of scrimmage for the Rockets, the 42. Third down for Anna, 2:13 to go. Incomplete forward pass, stop the clock. 20-12 Versailles. We're late in the fourth. Snap back to Travis Meyer, 34-yard line, plenty of time. Airing one out, good coverage by Wendell of Versailles. Out of real estate is the receiver for Anna. He goes into the Rockets bench, can't catch up to it. Incomplete. Intended for Wyatt Benjamin. The speedy Benjamin covered by Wendell. heck of a job in this game tonight, Chuck, by the quarterback, Alex Wendell, for the Versailles Tigers, who's been in on so many pass coverage plays as a defender.
He's playing both sides of the line of scrimmage, that's for sure.
Here's the ball game, more than likely. Fourth and 15 for Anna from the Rockets, 42. Down to 8. Just over 2 to play. Meyer in the pocket, steps up, a bullet, middle of the field. Oh, there's pass interference again at the 35. That was very obvious. I tell you what, the train that was passing, Chuck, could have made that call. The conductor could have signaled a flag.
I see a flag over there, but yeah.
Boy, the defensive pass coverage in this game from both sides has been rather poor. A lot of premature hits before the ball has gotten close to the receiver. And that 15-yard penalty, I believe, gives Anna an automatic first down because it was fourth and 15.
I wonder why he left the spot.
And I tell you what, Chuck, I think the Anna Rockets, by virtue of the first mark by the official, got the benefit of an 18 or 19 yard penalty.
I think it was at least a 16 yard penalty.
Now it's moved back to the 43. That's about right, from the 42 on one side to the 43 on the other.
But the chains had already moved, so there was no way to tell if it was going to be a first down with his spot or not.
Exactly right.
Oops.
Inside handoff goes to Yuleskamp, breaks a tackle. He's cornered, and he is dropped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. We're down to a minute 54. Anna's got two timeouts remaining, down by 8. In that last series of four plays, Anna did have a 5-yard penalty. So a 15-yard penalty later in that series would have made it an automatic first down. Here's Meyer, flare pass, right flat, good pressure, Heitkamp again, might have gotten a finger on it, incomplete. Intended for Kaufman, 4 yards behind the line. Versailles had that one defensed. Third and 10 for Anna, 43-yard line of the Tigers, a minute 30 to go. 20-12 Versailles.
You got some kind of a halfback pass or some kind of a flea flicker or some kind of a hook and ladder. This is where you call it. You don't call it on fourth down. You call it right here.
I like your thinking. I like it. Snap back to Meyer. Looks for a slant pattern. No one home. Oh, here's a late dish off on the play to Yuleskamp behind the line. Yuleskamp stays on his feet, drags a player to the 41. That's it. Travis Meyer somehow, some way, fortunately got the ball away as he was being dragged down. Yuleskamp caught it as he was going to a knee, didn't quite touch the ground before receiving it, was tackled once, twice, stayed on his feet, managed to wedge out about 3. Timeout called by Anna, 1 timeout remaining. Rockets, a minute 18 to go. After all of that, Chuck, the play netted, 2.5 yards?
Yep.
So it's 4th and a little less than 8 to go for a first down from the Versailles 41. 20-12, our score. Wound up being a close game, but I tell you what, both head coaches, both coaching staffs have a lot to talk about this next week.
There's stuff to work on, and then you figure in after your third week, you're definitely going to find some things that you're not perfect on. This game swung in about a 50-second span at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, it sure did. And then we can't help but think back to that play with just under 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Anna went for it on fourth and long around midfield and turned the ball over to Versailles, which promptly ran nearly 5 minutes off the clock.
Well, and if he completes the pass and they get the first down, he's a genius. So
right.
That's why I like sitting up here. No pressure.
Yeah, we can play devil's advocate all we want. It's easy for us to do that. Here is a fourth down play. The Rockets need 8. Meyer rolling left. Hot pursuit by Versailles. He breaks a tackle behind the line. Here's a throw down inside the 20. It's a jump ball. Tigers nearly pick it off. It goes to the turf incomplete, and that will do it. Travis Meyer did a splendid job, Chuck, to avert a sack and get the ball away. A Versailles defender got his paws on it at the far hash mark at the end of the Versailles Tiger bench along the west side of the field. It went through his hands, though, and a receiver made a dive but didn't get near it. And with 1:09 to go, the Versailles Tigers take over at the visiting team's 41-yard line. Anna down to a single timeout remaining. You know Versailles is not going to use any of its three. Anna's got one left, and the clock is eventually going to expire on this possession by Versailles. Well, I take that back, Bruce.
Well, they called it because the clock was the play clock was running out.
Play clock was running out. Versailles has timeouts to burn, and rather be safe than sorry. That's the message from the Versailles coaching staff. They do get a timeout and make sure that everyone for Versailles is on the same page. Keep in mind what happened late in the second quarter when everybody here at Booster Field thought Anna was more or less running out the clock at about its own 40-yard line. Well, the Rockets fumbled with 1 minute to play in the first half, and Groh for Versailles caught the fumble in midair. He picked off the rebound and dashed 43 yards for the score. So it can happen. So the Versailles coaching staff, taking nothing for granted, huddle up the Tigers on the far side. And the offensive troops are back out on the field at the 40 with 1:09 to go in the game, and Versailles up 8, 20-12. 10-man defensive front for Anna. Running play Tigers goes for 2.5 or 3. It was a 4-touchdown first half. In fact, it was a 3-touchdown last 1 minute plus of the first half. And only one score here in the second half of this game. A touchdown by Anna, a missed point after. 20-12 Tigers, 1:07 to go. And Versailles, barring a huge mistake by the Tigers offense, is going to win this game.
Well, they had 144 yards in the first half. They've only got 60 in the second half. Only 3 of 10 throwing at 14 first downs, 3 in the second half. But they played enough defense to win the football
sure
game.
Sure have. And so many thanks to a couple new on-air underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. So many thanks to both for being on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude to the ownership, the staff, associates at the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Sydney Carcare on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Carcare on 4th Avenue. You head north from the Wilson Health Hospital Complex on 4th. Sydney Carcare is on the right. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, they do excellent work. Outstanding workmanship by those two and their mechanics and technicians. They'll turn around your car promptly for you, and the price is fair. It is reasonable. Sydney Carcare in Sydney, 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates, online with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Primary Eye Care, 5 locations in the region. Troy, Fort Loramie, also in St. Paris, Jackson Center, and Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Versailles Tigers to the line of scrimmage, 2 tight ends, 3 backs behind Wendell. Wendell keeps. Stumbles ahead for 1.5 yards. Clock has wound up again. It's ticking down at 50 seconds to go. 3rd and 8 coming up for the Tigers. Anna out of timeouts. And Versailles will have to snap it one more time. They could take a penalty, snap it once more, or snap it here before the penalty. And barring a fumble, there will be no more snaps after this one. 20-12 in favor of Versailles with 28 seconds to go, clock winding down. And Versailles elects to use another precautionary timeout. 20-12, Tigers in the lead. And a Rockets.
24.6 seconds to go. You take a knee game's over.
Exactly.
And you can bet that's what head coach Adam Miller is telling his quarterback Wendell to do. Next week, the Anna Rockets are on the road at New Bremen. Anna plays at New Bremen next week. This has been an eight-game series up to this point. This is number nine. Anna won the first five. Versailles now has won four in a row, including this one here tonight. Wendell's under center. The tailback is about 6 or 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Snap to Wendell, and before the snap, we had a penalty marker offside against the Anna Rockets.
Well, I'm sure they were trying to reach out and knock the balls as soon as he moved it. I mean, that's the only absolute shot that they would have to have a chance at a Hail Mary.
Yeah, I think you're right, Chuck. Anna may be trying a sleight of hand maneuver to get a piece of the football before it was snapped from center and to Buffalo all five in stripes. Snap to Wendell, touches it down for a 2-yard loss at the 46, and that will do it. The Anna Rockets beaten here tonight by the Versailles Tigers. Both clubs with 2-1 records now after 3 weeks. Anna, unbeaten coming into play tonight, suffers its first loss of the campaign. The Tigers make it 4 in a row over the Anna Rockets. The clubs didn't play the last 2 years, the 3 previous seasons. To the 2-year dry spell, the Tigers had ripped off 3 victories in succession. Anna won the first 5 in this series, which began back in 2006. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight. Architectural Glass, or I should say American Architectural Glass, in Fort Loramie, formerly in Clayton, AAJ Inc., now located in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates at AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney. We'll hear from Clancy's and our stars of the game in a moment. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, the in-between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. And as we noted a few minutes ago, thanks to these Rushi underwriting sponsors, they're new, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus these additional underwriting sponsors, also new on scoresbroadcast.com, Primary Eye Care Associates and Sydney Car Care. Chuck, a little overview of the numbers. Anna statistically made it a closer game in the second half. Versailles, of course, won it on the scoreboard 20-12, 3 touchdowns to 2.
Well, Anna, who had 300 and some rush yards last week, had 102 on 23 attempts. They were only 8 of 23 throwing it, 168 total yards. Turned the ball over 3 times. That was huge.
Yep,
especially the 2 they had in the first half. Versailles, on the other hand, ran the ball 47 times for 192 yards. They were 3 of 10 throwing it for only 12 yards, had 14 first downs, turned the ball twice themselves. It was a defensive struggle. I think that Versailles' line owned the first half, and I think Anna made some nice adjustments, did a much better job defensively in the second half, couldn't get enough offense going to tie the thing up.
No. How many total yards for Anna once again?
168.
Yep. 168 total yards, 3 turnovers in a high school football game. Very rarely could you win with those kind of stats.
Well, and one was for a touchdown. The other one led to a touchdown.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
There's 13 points, and you lost by 8. It's not hard to find the difference in the game.
Yeah, good point. One Anna turnover,
resulting in a 32-yard touchdown drive by Versailles. And the other turnover, a fumble recovery in midair by Versailles and a 43-yard jaunt to the end zone very, very late in the first half. So essentially, the miscues by Anna prevented Anna from winning this game.
Yeah. I mean, it still was a good game. They've got a lot to take out of this, but they've also got a lot to work on. That's both sidelines.
Joe Neves, before heading down to the field to track down the Versailles head coach, Adam Miller, fed us a final score. Sidney and Dayton Carroll were tied at 1.77 in the second, and the Yellow Jackets got their offense underway in the second half. Look at that score, Chuck.
49-18.
Wow. Sidney beat Carroll 49-18. Lehman was thumping Graham big time, 28-0 at the half. Last we heard, Troy and Bellefontaine were 28-28 in the fourth. And Franklin blew out Piqua tonight. Yeah, Franklin clobbered Piqua at Franklin. And injuries have taken their toll on both Sidney and Piqua so far.
Yeah, the Clemens kid, the running back going to Michigan State, went out last week against Trotwood. He's done for the year. And, of course, then Gordon, the outstanding quarterback and just outstanding athlete for Sidney. I don't think he played tonight.
No.
He's out for a while. They're not sure when he's coming back.
Right, indefinitely anyway. Our Clancy stars of the game, not a real difficult choice, is it?
Well, I mean, for Versailles, I was looking over here, and I liked George Grove, but then he got hurt, and I'm kind of like Trump. If you get captured, I don't think you're a hero. So Jacob Heitkamp is going to be the Versailles player. He had the interception for the touchdown, but he had outstanding plays on both sides of the line. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, I like Caleb Kaufman. I think he was amazing tonight. He had a great game for the Rockets.
Yeah, those were my two picks as well. Heitkamp was a bull, along with several other offensive linemen, paving the way for the Versailles run game all night. And on defense, Heitkamp was a menace for quarterback Travis Meyer of Anna. And Kaufman, on both sides of the ball, a fine game both ways for the Anna Rockets. Those are our two stars of the game, Jacob Heitkamp for Versailles and Caleb Kaufman for the Anna Rockets, brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Both of these teams, Anna Versailles, now 2-1, each competing in this region's Division 5. The schedules get tougher, Chuck. The Anna Rockets. Yeah, Anna's got New Bremen, but then is at Delphi St. John's, home with Marion Local. Versailles, in this order, next 3 weeks, Delphi St. John's, Marion Local, Fort Recovery. So,
Well, you know, you're in the MAC. There's, I mean, you might get one. Sometimes New Bremen, but they're definitely improved this year. There's no walkovers. You can't take off any Friday night, which is tough to get prepared for. But it also is the reason when they get into the playoffs, they're not intimidated by anybody.
No. I give the Versailles Tigers a lot of credit tonight, Chuck, coming into the game with a few key injuries, suffering a few more, including one defined runner, George Groh, during the course of this contest. He didn't return, and all the credit in the world to Versailles. They showed a lot of, what do you call it, grit, determination?
Moxie.
There you go.
I love that word.
I like it. Next week, it's Xenia at Sydney. Kickoff time 7 on the web at 6:35. The following week, it's Lima Perry at Layman Catholic. Again, kickoff at 7 on the web at scoresbroadcast.com at 6:35. Both games will take place at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30 and O Field. So many thanks to Rhett Jesch, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Joan Eves was here for 95% of the night, feeding us some stats and scores along the way. Thanks to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna's Booster Field, where Versailles has defeated the Anna Rockets 20-12. Here's a long ball by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the 5, out of bounds at the 3. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman. It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com. Snap back to goal to the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play. I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Goal rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Goal finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming. Here's Biozzi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5-yard line. Touchdown, Redskins, who lead it 20-0. Oh, what a play by Seth Biozzi, the quarterback.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to the 46-07. He's got the first down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
3rd and 4 for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Loramie is in business.